Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Show me the one whose safety deemed such destruction. You must reunite it with its own kind.
Where?
This you must determine. The songs of eons past tell of battles between Mandalore the Great and an order of sorcerers called Jedi.
You expect me to search the galaxy and deliver this creature to a race of enemy sorcerers?
This is the way.
You know this is no place for a child.
He goes.
So I've heard.
This is the way.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect. And you now tune in to the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are continuing on our weekly recaps of the hit Disney Plus series, The Mandalorian. And joining us, we got a couple special guests today. First, we got Ashley, a good friend of mine. How you doing?
Hello.
Glad to have you on. We were supposed to have you on Lovecraft, but you're here now. You know, I got to get my shit together. and another special guest we got, a friend of... Dead End family, a dead end. Huey from Low Mid, how you doing, sir?
What's up, y'all? I'm doing all right.
Yeah, they was asking about you to come back on these.
Oh, cool.
Recaps. Oh, that's what's up.
They liked your perspective.
I'm back.
This episode we are dedicating to, this recap we're dedicating to episode 3 titled The Hairness or Harris. What is it?
Airness?
Airness. That's what I'm
we gonna blame it on the culture, right? Yeah. Y'all say H's. Yeah.
Now that's on me.
We gonna blame it on that.
That's fucked up, bro.
They do say.
I'm having a brain fart day.
Oh man. Oh, shit. That's what we gonna blame it on.
I was Harris, that's why right?
I thought B was here for a minute.
But yeah, episode 3 of the second season, we're following directly after episode 2 where they got off that spider planet and we're headed to Trask. Yeah.
You said trash.
I like said trash at first and I switched to trash. It sounded the same because I said it fast. Say trash 10 times.
Trash.
Sound like you said trash.
Ashley got you nervous, man. You ain't never been like this.
Hey, man.
Y'all funny, man.
Nick, this is a rough day for you, man.
Hey, you did this. You did this.
what I say on Dead End Sports Kid, niggas be whispering my successes.
This is a rough day for Nick.
Yeah, for real.
We starting off, well, shit, Mando starting off better than me. All right, as far as...
Did he? Because, boy, he had a little he had trouble with that ship, bro.
Hey, but what I like...
Nick's having trouble with his ship.
Players fuck up, and as you can see, Mando fucked up, too, as far as trying to land that... His crest, the Razor Crest, is a piece of shit at this point.
Yeah.
But he didn't crash it. You know, it just landed... You know, with a hard thump.
What do you mean? He crashed into the water.
It did.
It fell in the water.
Technically, they landed and then just fell into the water.
All right, if y'all want to be technical, still fucking like when the ship came out, I'm like, damn, you fucked that shit up. Like that ship is fucked up. It's a hoopty.
It absolutely is a hoopty. It's a hoopty down.
Yeah.
So Mando must be black, huh?
You saw it at the end, the shit just sputtering out.
It did.
But we right after that, we see Mike, who is the frog looking guy he was in the original trilogy that we see who fixes Mando's shit.
That's not Admiral Ackbar.
No, but I'm saying, but that's his people, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't expect to see them on this planet. Is that known that they're from that planet?
Them and the Quarren are from that planet.
Okay.
They're called Mon Calamari.
Like the food? Like the appetizer?
Yeah.
He said like the appetizer.
But Mike, so were you touched when we saw Kermit and Frogger, you know, have that little reunion?
I thought that was nice when she got on there and she started speaking her little and he come around and going and they had the little run. I thought it was cute.
Did you think it was cute, Ashley, or cheesy?
I liked it, but I like the fact that it wasn't as long. If they had made it this like big thing, I would have been like, okay, that's nice, like moving on. Enough. So I think it was a nice sweet moment to start the show.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
You're already skipping over stuff. I'll wait till the end to tell you how much you fucking know.
what do you skip, Mike?
Oh yeah, I forgot to ask y'all y'all overall thoughts of the episode.
What is going on, bro?
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I always start this off with like, you know, they can, you know, I don't think they're gonna get this wrong. But there was a part of me was like, okay, so this is another mission type thing and they got to do this and all that. And that was getting kind of old at first until it actually happened and I processed it. But at first I was like, it's like, we know what to expect. So, oh, we can't give you this information until you do this for us. And it's like, okay, how many more times are they going to do that or whatnot?
Oh, so I was that's a good point.
I was a little bothered by that at first. But as the show went on, I was like, okay, yeah, same thing. They just do a really good job with the show.
It was tight. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
I think I like this episode. It's
what you do.
Busted his mouth. That's what he get.
Glasses. It happened to me before. That's how I know the sound.
But I like this episode. It was good. It's so far, it's probably it's my least favorite of the three so far, but it's still good. Like, it's not like that means it's negative. It's just the one where I was kind of like, all right, I'm ready to see what happens next. But there are certain parts of it that I'm like, we're really good, that I'm glad that this episode happened because of.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
What about you, Ashley? What were your thoughts on this episode overall?
Overall, I liked it. I kind of want to get away from that, using that phrase of a filler episode. I felt like this episode is more of a setup. Like what you guys talked about in your last podcast episode, how you're kind of looking at where's this season going and this idea of what's going to happen theoretically once Baby Yoda is like handed off. And I like that this episode are moving those chess pieces for the larger story that Mando could be a part of to kind of carry this story in this series through a couple of more seasons. So I just like seeing the puzzle pieces move and it's like, oh, so there's something bigger at play here.
Would you agree with that, Mike?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The first thing I will say is everyone here needs to watch Clone Wars. And I think that's the disconnect. Mm. I thought this episode was absolutely amazing. But when y'all were talking, it was clicking. I was like, oh, nobody here has watched Clone Wars.
I've seen a lot of Clone Wars. I haven't seen...
Not all of it yet, though?
Not all of it, no. But yeah, I've
seen, did you know who Bo-Katan was?
I forgot. It's been a minute, but yeah. Bo-Katan. Who is that again? But I know about the different like Mandalorian packs and stuff like that. And I know about the history behind the Darksaber and all that kind of stuff.
And for the record, I finished Clone Wars
too. Oh, you did?
Yeah,
oh,
you
good.
Did. Yeah, you said
good,
that.
Good, good. So that's why you said it was tight.
The Rebels is the one that I haven't
seen. Oh, yeah, it's Rebels. Right. And you haven't watched the cartoons at all, Ashley?
No, but I think the way that they're doing the show, I don't feel like I need to
in order to
understand what's going on. Basically, like I feel like the storytelling is solid enough for me that I don't feel like, oh, I have to do this extra homework in order to understand what's happening in front of me. And so I think that's good. Mm-hmm.
I feel that coming from someone that hasn't watched the animated series either. I feel like they do a good job at like telling it without you actually going to see it. But I will say once I did look into it afterwards, because I feel like this is the first episode where I feel like I need to look into it afterwards or whatever. And when I did, I was like, oh, yo, that's what they're doing. Oh, that's what that was. And like,
you're missing a whole huge story.
Right. But see, I went through this whole, I don't know who the guy was, but he just basically did it like in 8 minutes or something, like the story or whatever.
Oh, somebody on YouTube?
Yeah.
So those guys are
amazing. Yeah, they are. They really are. I was like,
from the Clone Wars, was their leader in this episode, right?
Who?
The woman leader.
Bo-Katan.
In the show, wasn't that a guy?
No, she was a chick. It was the same thing.
You think of the bald dude or whatever?
Are you thinking of Boba Fett?
No.
You thinking of the guy that held the
bald
saber.
Dude that had the dark saber?
You thinking of the one?
Moff Gideon.
Oh, you thought?
Yeah.
No, not Moff. He was
in the Clone Wars.
He was in the Clone Wars. I know you. I'm telling you, this dude is amazing.
There was no. The only people that have ever held the dark saber was original. What's his fucking name? God damn it! I'm drawing a fucking blank. The guy from Episode One. The guy who killed Qui-Gon. Red and black.
Darth Maul.
Darth Maul. Yeah. Darth Maul had the Darksaber. There was a white bald guy, but I forget his name.
That's what I was thinking. That's what he's thinking of.
Yeah, I know. I just can't think of his name.
Yeah, I don't know his name either, but he was like...
He was a Vizsla, but I can't think of his first name.
But he held it for a while.
He held it until Darth Maul beheaded him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bo-Katan also had the Darksaber.
Right.
The reason I feel like...
Isn't it? Yeah, pre-Vizsla.
Pre-Vizsla. Thank you. Yeah. That's his name. The reason I feel like this episode is a lot better for people who have watched the Clone Wars is because they basically just told you where the next season after this is going to go. Because I don't think they're going to do all of this in this season. But they just basically showed you guys a huge thing that they're leading up to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, say again?
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with
you. Oh, I thought you said something else. But yeah, this episode, when the whole time I was watching, I was fucking getting like a little fucking 5-year-old.
I bet.
Because I guess I haven't gotten to that part yet, but I'll just say yes, I loved this episode.
And, well, to piggyback off you, Mike, I'm not aware of it to detail as far as Clone Wars as you are, but I could pick out like, I could just tell that certain things is like, oh, this is tying into something else. This ties into, like, I could tell like there's research behind it from the animated shows that someone who's watching it should be very excited when these names are being called out, when these plans are being talked about, when you mention the Darksaber again, and then like it was, I could tell like, all right, this is what exactly I wanted from this series as far as it's not just Baby Yoda.
Right.
Like, we're going to see bigger shit, and we may see it even this season, and I can't wait because they're already shooting the third season, I believe. Mm. So they're turning this out because they know they got some hot shit coming.
Basically showed you how they're going to carry this show on after they leave Baby Yoda.
Yes.
And that's why I like it, because they have found that balance of how do we appease those Star Wars fans who have that knowledge, but then also deliver solid storytelling to some of those that may be a little familiar with it. Because I don't like shows where I feel like I have to do a whole lot of homework in order to understand what's happening right in front of me. And so with this episode, I may not have had all of those like moments, but there were moments where I was like, ooh, I see where we're going. Okay. I'm with you. And so that's why I really enjoyed this episode so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the second it ended, I'm texting Falco and I'm like, bro. Yeah. He's like, bro. I'm like, you don't have to say anything. It's like, we both just know like this episode was probably my favorite of the three so far.
Mm-hmm.
My only gripe is the fact that it was too goddamn short.
Yes.
Like, they've been getting shorter with every episode.
So was it actually short, or was it just because
it was 34 minutes long?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it actually was short.
It was credits.
Yeah. See, because I was like, was it actually short, or was it so much going on? And I'm like, dang, it felt short.
It was a lot shorter.
It was shorter, but there was a lot going on. And like, as we start off with the whole reason why he went to this planet was to find more Mandalorians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he did that in a way.
I'm sorry, real quick, Nick. Remember I was telling you guys that this show was going to start doing a whole lot of fan service mm-hmm. because of how they fucked up so hard with the sequel trilogy. This episode was a shitload of fan service.
Yes.
You skipped over two already, but them re-entering the planet, that was a callback to episode three, where if you guys remember when they took Grievous' ship back and they were trying to re-enter the planet, remember it was catching on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. That was a callback when his when his ship falls into the water. Mm-hmm. Did you notice the crane that was picking it up out of the water?
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice what it was?
Yeah, it was a I forgot what
it was. It was a repurposed AT-AT,
right?
Yeah. And it even makes the same sound that they were making in Empire Strikes Back. Mm-hmm. So those were like two big callouts. And then I watched the episode like four times.
Mm-hmm.
The more you watch it, it's just like, oh, I see what they're doing there and there and there and there. I think this whole season is going to be a whole bunch of not like pointless fan service, but there's going to be a lot of shit.
And that's what I was about to ask you.
It really kind of really fills out the world.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
I do
you know, for those that watch the movie, you see these things in like bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's starting to feel like this is like a full real thing.
Yeah.
I had two thoughts with the opening scene. And one is like, damn, I hope that motherfucker don't fry and turn into frog legs. Two. And two, how the hell are he gonna get that damn ship out of the water? That was like, I was like, damn, how the fuck they gonna get that big ass ship out? And when I saw the crane, I was like, damn,
that was so dope.
Yeah,
that was dope. That one small thing,
because
my mind works that way. I think I'd be thinking about little weird shit that shouldn't matter. But when I saw the crane pulling the ship out, I was like, damn, that's fucking dope.
Yeah, I thought that was sick too, because it's similar to like in the Star Wars game that came out recently. You'll notice they like have a lot of repurposed Empire ships and stuff like that they use for just different little things. So I thought that was really cool too. Mm. I did really like the opening scene. I thought it was like, I didn't remember the callback, but I thought it was just really cool. Like all the ship stuff has been awesome. Like just how it's been shot and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch the episode of Clone Wars with the Quarren and the Mon Calamari? There's like a 3-episode run on Clone Wars that shows them and how they've never gotten along. They had a huge civil war.
I did watch that. I don't remember all of it off the back of my head like that, but I definitely did watch that arc.
Mm.
But yeah.
Because that kind of lends this episode too, because we know that they're on that planet and they're the main two species on that planet. And we know that before they weren't getting along. Right. Apparently now they kind of sort of get along, but the Quarren were always pegged to be the bad guys. They sided with the Separatists. Then they were cool with the Empire. So when I'm watching this episode and he's going off with them, I'm like, oh, that motherfucker, he gonna turn
this
on
is,
you.
This is part of the one where they had the, where Anakin had to take care of that prince.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Annoying ass bitch ass prince. Yes.
Yeah, I remember that arc. That was a cool, like, war.
It was.
Yeah.
Before they meet the Quarren, they get the information from Frogman as far as where he can meet up with the guy who knows where the other Mandalorian at.
Were you mad?
Huh?
Were you mad about that part?
No.
Frogman didn't do shit. He just said, oh, yeah, go to the end.
It's over there.
I was about to go to the end and ask around. I could have done that shit.
I was about to ask, was it a setup?
No, it wasn't a setup. It's just Frogman's a punk ass bitch. Yeah. So, like, you fucking ruined my ship. I could have just flew here and just asked around myself.
Right.
Right.
I'd have pimp slapped his ass.
Straight up. But he still had to get there, right? He still had to get the information to get useless. There, right?
If I was Mando, I would have been like, you brought me here to tell me to go to that building.
Yeah.
Right.
You didn't even tell me who to talk to. You just sent me to the building.
Right.
Yeah. I should beat your ass.
That's why baby 80, baby Yoda ain't some of your kids. Right.
Fuck your kids.
I got your wife and your kids here safely, bro. Yeah. This all you got for me?
I would have been mad too.
I'd have been mad as fuck. Frogman could have had an argument too. Like, hold on, nigga. They were supposed to be about 900 of them, bro.
It could have been zero. Yeah. It could have been zero.
Right.
It
could have
been zero. Be blessed with what you got.
Right. Right.
You told him to be like Nemo's daddy?
Bro,
you got one egg, boy.
He was barely even looking at Mando. He was just like, yeah, it's over there.
Right, right. I'm trying to get to, some of this fog stuff.
He's like,
I'm trying to get all the night.
He's gonna say, I'm gonna have him bouncing off the walls.
That's like,
when they came and speed was that's what you know, boy. Frogman was about to put it down.
Yeah, bro.
Maybe you got a close ears, boy.
Yeah. You'd be like, appreciate it, partner. Hi, man.
Yeah, all right, yeah, cool.
Appreciate you, bro.
No, but Mike, before he gets to the end, I don't know, Mando be having some spider senses. There was that lady in the black. Did you know who that was?
I knew it was that Sasha Banks person.
But you don't
who
know
was apparently Snoop Dogg's cousin, I just realized.
Oh,
did
really?
You know that? Not that that matters. I didn't know. I didn't even know she was black.
You show up on this. I'm like, all right, Mike, what you know?
Oh, man. May the full shizzle be with you, my dude. That would be acting kind of tight.
That was a bit of a letdown because we thought she was like a Jedi or something, but she was actually just the other Mandalorian.
I was good. It wasn't a letdown for me. I thought she was tight.
Because they shown that her in the like the preview and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And like it made it seem like it was someone, like, you know what I'm saying? Like someone else. It made it seem like it was a Jedi or a Sith or something. Like,
yeah.
But she was just like a Mando with a hood on.
Because the way she vanished, it made it seem like she was... Like,
right.
Also, she was the same woman that was a part of the
trio. Yeah, that was her.
She had the little cornrows.
That was her forehead braid.
Yeah, which right. Somehow it worked. I mean, Star Wars, you do whatever you want.
Yeah, that was her.
There's not much black hair salons in the Star Wars universe. You just braid the shit up and call it a day.
I don't think it was the same person. Wait, who's the actress that was in the hood?
Sasha Banks. It's the same person.
No, because I got the list of the cast and it's like a different person. The woman who was one of the Mandalorians was Mercedes Varnado. I thought it was two different people.
No,
they said that's her.
It's the same person.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not sure who Mercedes is.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, sorry.
Who did you see?
Yeah, that's her pro wrestler name. I didn't know she was a wrestler.
You know what? That makes sense. Yeah, I didn't know her real name. I just knew her pro wrestling name.
I was thinking those two had to be
No,
like,
it's just with the hood, I didn't see the braids. And so that's why I thought it was a different person.
Oh, she did that later because remember her hair got fucked up because she jumped in the water.
Yeah. She didn't have the braids on at first.
Detective style.
You know what I'm saying? You pick a black woman jump in the water. She's like, God damn it. Not gonna do this shit.
Let me just do this.
Let me just pop the forehead braids.
Take the helmets off.
Right. You gotta pop my hair up.
Right. What did you say, Hugo?
I was gonna say, I was thinking that they had to be, I didn't know she was a wrestler or anything, but I was thinking those two on the side had to be some sort of like stunt people or something like that because of the action. That was mostly what they were doing. They didn't say too much, but the action was really cool. So,
When they were in the end, what I found interesting was that they're squid people, right? For the most part,
Quarren.
But they were eating squid soup.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've never. I don't know. I guess.
That was just a random. I was like, hey, y'all.
I thought that was another alien call too when it jumped out and hit him in the face.
Yep.
I was just like, dang, that's another alien reference.
It's funny to do that right after the last episode, too.
They meet up with the Khorne and then they go on this ship. And at first I thought we were going somewhere else. Like I thought we were like
done too.
Like that's where they're like he said it was like 2 hours out or whatever, as far as where the other Mandalorian is at. I'm thinking, okay, we're going to this is another part of the mission or his journey, and we're gonna get off this planet. little did I know. Well, not little did I know, but I don't know for me, or this, you feel the same way, Ashley, but are you kind of getting like upset with Mando as far as like, nigga, you don't see that everybody trying to trick you? Like you don't catch on quickly as far as these traps?
So, okay. So you're talking about when he was on the ship and they like lured him over.
Yeah.
So that scene, I have to admit, I was kind of like Mando. I was like, dude, what are we looking at? And I was just like, God damn it. Why didn't you like know this was a setup? I guess my thoughts with Mando is this, is that like he lives by a particular code. And like, I feel like this is the first episode where it's just like that code that you live by of being upstanding is going to like get you seriously hurt at some point. And like, you see how he almost loses Baby Yoda because he's just like, oh yeah, I'm just going to trust this guy. He didn't. Cool. I don't know. That whole sequence, I just felt like, I wouldn't say it was out of character for Mando, but I just felt like you should have known better.
Mm. What about you, Rod? About that scene in general.
No, I thought the scene was dope. You know what I'm saying? The way it's set up or whatever. But I did think it was, yeah, it's like, yo, like, why did you trust and believe this random guy at the bar? Like, I can get you there, buddy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know how he sounded?
He's not like a chump somebody. Right. Face redneck.
He did. He did. Didn't he sound like a redneck or something? He did. He did. I'm like, never trust a guy like that. Oh, but yeah, it was kind of, it's like, I knew there was going to be a setup. Like,
it seemed like every that's how the first episode of this season started. It was like him going to some janky ass hood area.
But it wasn't a setup there, though.
But he still
it was still a setup because he talked.
He
to
still
the dude.
Got the information though, so that kind of worked out. To where
he got the information from them?
No, from the in the first episode.
Oh yeah, that's why I said.
I agree with them. It wasn't really a setup in the first episode.
But I mean, it's only because he's Mando, right? And he still
who was setting him up?
The guy he was actually meeting with. Because remember, he was like, "I'm not really gonna give you this." He wanted to steal his suit, just like how they wanted to steal his suit. But Mando just had to, you know.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, the first episode, very beginning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm saying like it's a theme. Like,
I hear you.
Gotcha. Every episode, even with the last one where he was just riding around like la 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 la, he got ambushed again. Like it's like
that Beskar is a huge target on his back. Mm. So at this point, it's like I need you to start like being a little bit more cautious or suspicious or. I don't know, swap out your armor, your gear, something, because that's just a
can't
huge target.
He can't.
He just got to be that cold.
Yeah.
He's just like walking around the hood with just a bunch of chains, like
just clean.
I like that part. I like it. Just like, fuck it, dog. Like, that's kind of tight.
But I knew he was in trouble as soon as that motherfucker said, yeah, go get a little closer. You could just hear the way the things he was saying. Have you ever seen? Yeah, exactly. Have you ever seen one of these things eat before? It's pretty cool.
You know, it's and then like, he said, bro, bring the kid closer. You're like, bro. Mm.
Let the kid see.
Yeah. I guess I'm on an island. Because even though I knew that they were typically evil, bad guy, whatever, I didn't expect that
I wasn't
that part.
Expecting it either.
I really wasn't.
Yeah. I was like, this ain't going to go well. Yeah, and first of all, you know, as a parent, I'm like, bro, why would you let your kid get that close to something dangerous?
He has the little egg thing.
But the dude just came off like a bad guy from the jump.
He did, but that's kind of why I didn't think they were going to do it because it would have been too obvious. Mm. So I was just caught off guard. I was literally sitting there when he hit that fucking...
I was surprised the way he did it.
He was like Barry Bonds.
He's cold blooded. Like,
damn. Like when Sammy Sosa was black.
That was really messed up. Now that was still surprising. Yeah, the way they did it was surprising. Mm-hmm. But it was like, you know, a setup is coming, but you didn't know it was going to happen like that. Like,
yeah, I just didn't. I guess I was. Yeah.
No, I just thought like when he was being all weird and mysterious, it was like it'll cost you and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought he was just saying like we're about to get into some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, like this, like on this journey, it's not gonna be easy. Oh, I got you.
I took him literally. I just thought he meant it's gonna cost you some money.
Yeah, I didn't even think like how much money do Mando be having on him too? Because he always be paying motherfuckers.
Yeah,
he's balling out of control.
He
man.
Is, bro. Mm-hmm. Balling like he's young, man.
Yeah. I mean, he's like one of the best bounty hunters. You gotta just think about it.
Yeah,
you know
that is true. But luckily, he was there. You know, usually Mando is able to get himself out of these situations somehow, some way. But he ain't have to do that this time. He got help from his...
I was really trying to figure out how he's going to get out of this shit.
From his country cousins.
Man. He had no plan. He just, first instinct, just died.
Jumped in. I saw somebody talking about like a real parent should or something like that.
Yeah.
That part was stressful as fuck.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. And they poking him and shit. I'm like, man, stop. Damn.
he trying to dodge them.
Right. So trying, they whacking at his hands and shit. I'm like, man, goddamn.
But they can't breathe underwater in that thing?
You know, I had that question too. Your suit can do every fucking thing else, but it can't help you breathe underwater?
Right. I don't think it was about the breathing underwater. I think that thing was down there. It was about the...
He was breathing all hard.
Yeah.
I think it made it pretty clear that he couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Because remember when he came back up, like he was like... And when they finally got him out, he was all on the thing, like all like, oh,
yeah.
I think he couldn't breathe. But
well, I think that speaks more to the fact that I read it as his concern for Baby Yoda, because like Mando is calm, cool, and collected under pressure. But then when this thing snatched his child, he just, I think that was the first time where he just reacted. And like, I think I interpret it like, not necessarily like he couldn't breathe, but it's just like that adrenaline rush that maybe he's not used to, because he just like reacted. And now he's in a situation where my baby's underwater. These dudes are trying to like, they're knocking me down because they want to take this armor. And I was not prepared for this. Like, that's how I interpret it. Like, he just got rattled.
If he could breathe, he would have just kept going after the creature.
Right.
But my thing is, he didn't know what this creature was or what it was capable of.
When does he ever care? Like, you got to think about it. He jumped straight into the water, right? That's instinct.
Right. Yep.
He came right back up because his ass couldn't breathe. If he could breathe, he would have kept going after the creature.
That's how I saw it, too.
But the ship deeper than it seemed? Because, like, I'm just trying to understand, like, how far down was that creature? Because he, like you said, instinct jumped in. Maybe it was deeper than he thought. And like, let me come back up. They're like attacking me. I don't know. That was a question I had about just like the construction of the ship.
And well, like I thought that was just a hole in the ship.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought.
But they were sailing. They were moving. So,
I see what you're saying. Because the ship would have sunk. The ship would have sunk if it was like actual hole in the ship.
Yeah. I figured it was probably just deeper. Like they probably just had that. Because, you know, they actually do have those on some like, Dorman ships and stuff like that, just like a place for all the crabs and shit like that.
Yeah, because you think about it, because I think that thing is stored inside the ship.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Yeah, that thing is stored inside the ship.
Yeah, that's on the surface and that's, yeah.
Yeah, it could, yeah, exactly. So you had a valid point with, you know, when has he ever cared? But I think they made it very clear that he didn't know what this thing was. They like, he was like, have you ever seen a da 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 da? He's like, no, I ain't never seen it or whatever. That's why he wanted to go see what it was.
Yeah.
So he didn't know what he was dealing with. To be able to fight it like
but
that.
Why would he come straight back and stick his head up and start coughing?
He
would clearly tell he was like,
he couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
He may have also been having a panic attack, I guess, but he definitely couldn't breathe.
I don't think the writing is that detailed where they're like, let's give Mando a panic attack.
Like, he getting there like, oh shit. He's
like, God damn. No,
let me out. My baby Yoda.
He'll be all
right.
Shit.
Right, he got this thing in him. He's an egg. But here's the thing. So kind of to, I guess, looking ahead, and I know you got some part to go before that, but we're talking about diving in and getting Yoda right.
Right.
We saw the other one dove in and came back out of that.
Right. Because they know what they was dealing with.
So that's how you looked at it.
That's how I looked at it. It's like, okay, they're familiar with this type of animal or whatever. Okay. So they know they can go in this motherfucker, da 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 da, boom, and get them.
First thing I said was, why didn't Mando do the same damn
shit? Because I don't think he's familiar with that particular species.
Can't breathe underwater.
Maybe she has a different helmet.
That's what I was going to say. She may have just different armor. She literally did.
Because they don't have
armor.
The same armor.
But
his own
sister that jumped in there.
But I thought he had the top of the top armor.
No. He has Beskar, but his helmet might not be as advanced as hers. Remember, they all have different helmets. Remember, his helmet can't like do all the shit that Boba Fett's helmet does.
Yeah.
She might just have a helmet that can actually breathe. Because you know, this Bo-Katan didn't jump her ass in there. The black chick did. Bo-Katan was a man. Hey, you all right? She's like, look, I'm the queen. I'm about to get thrown.
I'm getting my hair wet.
I ain't doing this passion shit. Shit. See, I got the headband and shit. I'm saying that
it's electronic. Like, I can't put this in the water. I get
look
straight up.
But no, like I like that action scene of you know, the Mando's coming to save the day. But even, you could tell Mando was definitely flustered too, because when he got the water, his first words was like, "Get my baby, get the baby." It's weird because I feel like this season has been really showcasing his parental. You know, I think he didn't realize he had it in him, but now he's starting to really act on it. He's looking at Baby Yoda like, this is his child, which is why I think it's going to be interesting how they end this season.
Or is it just a mission still?
Nah, he cares about that kid.
Okay. He's getting too close. The baby, Yoda be crawling to him all the time when he want him and stuff like that. He be picking him up like, oh, hey, come on.
Like in the last episode when the guy had the knife to Baby Yoda, like you felt that emotion. He like, listen, you hurt him. Ain't nobody gonna protect me to protect you from me.
And then when he dropped him off with the frog family, he was like, "Now mind your manners and be polite." All right, that was very like,
"You know what I'm talking about."
parental, like.
Yeah, I think it started off as kind of like a mission, but no, it definitely changed.
But Rod, I wanted to ask you, like, is Armando, is he the only one really of his kind as far as who takes that creed seriously? Because, like, right after, you know, they help him get Baby Yoda back, as far as the other Mandalorians, they automatically take their helmets off. And that's the first time where he's like, all right, y'all ain't cut from the same cloth I am. You know what I mean? Like, was this episode showcasing, like, that kind of change from, like, the old Mandos to the new Mandos?
That's more of a mic question, but I'll answer it the best way I can.
But you got a lot going on today, huh?
Yeah.
Ross, like, I'm not that much of a nerd.
Right. But no, yeah, I don't.
Asshole. He said, right.
No. I just don't know that much about the Mandalorian, like, culture or whatever, or the different sectors or whatever.
But just looking at this episode, can you see that becoming like how Ashley was saying earlier, like it's going to become a problem eventually?
Well, I don't know because if we think back to the first season, it was a bunch of people that was like him that didn't show their faces. There was a bunch of Mandalorians in that underground city that didn't.
No. I think that there are others. I feel like the show has like shown us that in the first season. I think a person that you could theorize is like Mando is the armorer, because she was the one that kept her armor on. Whereas the other ones are like, I guess like the regular Mandalorians, when it got too hot in that covert, like with Moff Gideon coming, they were like, I'm out. And they took those helmets off. Cause I don't think they took it that seriously, but just thinking about kind of this creed, this code, this way of life, I feel like the armorer, you could theorize, is like Mando. Like she's I think they call it children of the watch in the ancient ways. So I think there are. I thought it was an interesting, I remember when Bo-Katan and all of them were talking, they're like, oh, he's a child of the watch. I remember, and when she said he's a religious, it's a religious zealot, like kind of cult. I was just like, oh. And then at the same time, I'm like, ooh, that's an interesting point to raise, that there are differences. Because if you think about it, up to this point, we've been watching this show from Mando's perspective. And so when he encounters other Mandalorians or people wearing Mandalorian armor, when they take their hat off, we're all like, oh no, you're not a real Mandalorian. So I just thought it was an interesting way to kind of play with us as the audience while introducing a new concept.
Nah, for sure. And that's what I was saying too about the first season or whatever, about like armorer and all the other ones that were down there, the ones that kept that came and saved him when he was in that trouble, when they all was flying down, it was the super dope scene. I think that's the way for them. Like, they don't take off their helmet or their armor or anything like that. So we already know that it's a whole group of them that are just like Mando.
But based off how that season ended, the first season, they got most of them. There were a bunch of helmets on the ground, right?
Yeah, like they bounced, and the armor
like
was
they got killed. Melting. Did they get killed? That's it.
Armor said they left, and like she was melting down their armor because they were just like, "I'm out." Yeah,
and that's why he's trying to find them again.
Mm. It seemed like most of them got killed. I would assume.
I thought that was like,
really? Why do y'all think
he got killed? Because Mando, that's why he got so pissed off. And I forgot who they were with at the time, but he was like, did you know about this? Did you know
this? The guy. He was the one.
Oh, Greef Karga.
Yes. Mm.
He was with Greef Karga, and he was like, did you know this is going to happen? And Greef Karga was like, nah, I didn't. Now, this is where I'm going to have to defer to y'all with better memory. I don't remember the armorer saying they just left, but that's not me saying that y'all are wrong. That's me saying literally I do not remember.
Yeah.
So y'all could be
I'm
right.
With you. I'm
maybe,
with you.
Maybe
I'm
she like, did say that they left.
I'm fairly confident that they left and that's, and like she was just kind of like, I'm just going to melt this down. And like she was just showing like out of all of them, she's like, you're not going to run me out my house. So I'm just going to work on these and like melt these down.
I assume she was melting down the armor of the ones that died because she didn't want the armor to go to the Empire. Mm-hmm. That's how I took it. Now, I may need to go back and rewatch that first episode because like I said, y'all could be right. I just don't remember.
Well, it's not the first one. You're talking about the first season.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
That concept, like that rift, I feel like, and how they showcased throughout this episode was really dope.
But I thought that was dope, though. Yeah. I did think that was dope that, like, nigga, by the way, I am the original. he was like, all he could do was fly away. All he could do was fly away. Like, oh, okay.
He literally took his baby and left.
Right.
Fuck y'all.
Right.
After they saved his life, you know what I'm saying?
Right, well, I'm taking my ball and going home.
Yeah, that was a dope fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they came and helped him out, yes. Yeah, that's how I knew she was somebody. That's why I said, I got to go see who this is. Yeah.
Do they fight like him or do they have a different fighting style?
They just knew how to fight. Like she was kicking ass.
They seem a lot more coordinated than he does and probably militaristic kind of so. In terms of like shoot first, then combat. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah, so they're
just sitting back waiting.
She was dope. Well, they all were dope, but yeah.
But right after that scene, we go to another. Oh,
my man. I told him. I set it up, right? I was like, look.
I was just going to be quiet. And
I thought you was talking about waiting for the next scene. Go ahead, Mike. How you doing?
Y'all are funny.
Every week, bro. Every week. I know you didn't ask me. You only asked Rod. But I'm going to speak anyway. Yeah, so this is another one of those situations where if you've watched The Clone Wars, it kind of explains what's going on here. So when she said Child of the Watch, I don't know if y'all remember, but I had mentioned before that it seemed like the Mandalorians that saved him were part of Death Watch, which is a separate sect of Mandalorians. And Ken, you might remember from Clone Wars when you had that arc, or you might remember too, Huey, when... Darth Maul was taking over Mandalore, Bo-Katan was part of Death Watch. And if you guys remember, when Mando is stuck in the water and Bo-Katan reaches her hand out to get him out of the water, that's the same exact scene. If you remember back, yes, it's the same scene of when that Mandalorian is reaching his hand out to get him as a kid. They did that on purpose. Bo-Katan used to be part of Death Watch. Death Watch was a more violent sect of Mandalorians who wanted to bring the creed back to being, you know, strong and focused on combat. He just left that once this whole purge thing happened, which we don't know about the purge. And this is the first episode that I've actually understood that the siege of Mandalore and the purge are two completely different things. For a while, I thought they were the same thing. But apparently the purge is something that happened after that we don't know the details of yet.
Not even from the Clone Wars.
Mm-mm.
Would you, based on this episode, would you think that that's the reason why we have so many different types of Mandalorians now?
But there aren't so many different types of Mandalorians. So there's only the two that we know of so far, right? There's the creed that our Mando, Din Djarin, is part of, which is based on Death Watch, which is why she called them the Child of the Watch. Then there's the standard Mandalorians, which are the people like Bo-Katan, the forehead braid chick, and the dude. They're just standard Mandalorians. That's why she said you guys are religious zealots that broke away and tried to bring Mandalore back to the ancient ways, which is war.
Yeah. Mm.
So I don't think it's going to be an issue. I think that what's going to happen is at some point, Bo-Katan is going to have to reunite the Children of the Watch and the regular Mandalorians to take Mandalore back. And I think that's where the next season is going.
Sick.
And jumping ahead just a little bit, when they're at the bar talking, and she was talking about we need to elect a new Mandalorian in the seat. She was talking about herself.
Yes.
But now that you bring that up, maybe they'll choose Armando.
No.
Why wouldn't they?
He's not even close to qualified.
He's not that type of
point,
guy.
At this point,
anyway.
y'all got pickings and slip. He's a, you saw the helmets in the
We don't know that. That's the thing. We don't know that. She is making, like, if the pickings were slim, why would she bother, like, taking over that ship and getting weapons?
He flat out said that she's getting those weapons for the war. If there's no other Mandalorian, then what war is there going to be?
Maybe she's just trying to keep her self strapped. You know what I'm saying? No.
Our Mandalorian is not even a Mandalorian. He's a he's a foundling. And she even said that. She knows he's a foundling. He's not a Mandalorian. So he can't really... He could take the seat, but it's like, who would respect him for that?
Yeah.
He would have to take the seat
whether
by
or not, whether or not he's qualified, I guess a question on that train of thought, do you think that the show is going to, if we go this route, are going to try and position it where... there is going to be that tension between the two of them of who could lead, whether it's Mando or maybe a new character that they're going to introduce.
Like Game of the Thrones?
I don't think Filoni is, I don't want to say he's that, I don't know a good adjective. I don't.
So you got shitty writing?
Yeah, I don't think he would write it to where it's like our Mandalorian would take
he's
the
that
seat
basic.
Over Mandalorian. He knows he's not qualified. Like Din Djarin.
No, I'm not saying like whether it's Mando, but could they potentially? I'm just like theorizing here. Like, could they
like
potentially? Yeah, to bring like when we get to this big situation that they might introduce a new character or another Mandalorian that could be that opposition.
The opposition is going to be what's his face? Giancarlo. What the fuck is his name again?
Giancarlo Esposito.
Moff Gideon. So Moff Gideon has the Darksaber. Mm-hmm. Whoever has the Darksaber controls Mandalore. So I think that's what we're going to find out is Moff Gideon must be, if not responsible for, he's part of the Purge. I'm going to assume that the Purge was a bunch of Imperial officers showing up and kicking Mandalorians off the planet, which is very hard to do if we know about Mandalorians. So the conflict is going to be between Bo-Katan and Moff Gideon. That's why I know that they're going to reconnect at some point. It's not just like Bo-Katan's going to show up and never come back. Mm-hmm. She's going to come back.
Yeah.
And I think you're right about the Imperial being the reason for that purge, because Mando even says like that planet is uninhabitable. Like once the Empire found out that they made sure no one got onto it. And I think he's probably talking about that event.
And she said, don't believe everything you hear. Mm-hmm. So that's propaganda that the Empire has been spreading around. But we don't know if that's actually true because we haven't been to Mandalore. But what we do know is that Moff Gideon has the Darksaber, which means he is in control of the planet. So at some point, Bo-Katan is going to have to, because she's the rightful heir, which is why the show is called Harris. She's the rightful heir to Mandalore, so she's gonna want to take the planet back. Purpose. So the second she showed up, I saw her fucking helmet. I was like, "All right, this is about to get fucking crazy."
So you recognized as soon as you saw the helmet.
The second I saw the helmet, I was just like, "Oh shit!" Now we're talking. And when she took it off, I was like, "Damn!" Because she's the voice actor,
right?
On the show, on the cartoon,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
When she took her helmet off and they had the fucking the badly cut red hair and the little headband, I was like, God damn, they fucking nailed this shit. They nailed it perfectly.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah.
That was super dope. Yeah. But one quick thing. So I know I've said this before on the show about a Mandalorian taking his helmet off, and I use Boba Fett as an example. But and I said that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not a Mandalorian if they take their helmet off. Like, but I thought no one agreed with that.
No one agreed with what?
That's a clear indication that they're not a Mandalorian if they take the helmet off.
Well, we didn't really know, but I think I remember that conversation, and I had said that Mandalorians on the Clone Wars did take their helmets off.
They did.
Yeah, all of them took
because
their helmets
off. Because that was my argument. I was like, well, I don't know. I remember
that's being my argument. Asking, like, is he the only one that take this shit? Like,
I could remember. I swear I brought that up before.
But I think that's what makes it interesting is because we've always seen other Mandalorians through Mando's eyes. And right. we already know that Mando takes this shit super serious. So yeah. for me, like as a viewer, because I'm riding with Mando, anytime someone shows up in Mandalorian armor and the minute they take their helmet off, I'm like, no, you're not a Mandalorian. And it's like, that's why I thought it was interesting when they introduced the whole like, oh, you're like part of a different group that's really about that life. Then that made me go, oh, so that means like, we could run across Mandalorians who just comfortable taking the helmet off, and that doesn't mean they're not Mandalorians.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because this Child of the Watch, like section of the Mandalorians that he's from, like we're seeing in the first season, those were the only Mandalorians that we saw.
Right.
And I think it's really cool that he didn't even know what he was called as far as what other people called his group. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what are you talking about? Where? What? And he's thinking that's how everybody is because mm-hmm. that's how they, you know, assumedly that's how they taught him that everybody's supposed to be like that. But now that he's going out of like the outer rim, he's seeing like people from these different sectors of, you know, Mandalorian culture. So I think it's not that whoever doesn't take, if you see somebody that doesn't take their helmet off, it's because they're a part of his faction, like the children of the Watch. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're just now seeing people that aren't a part of that.
It was interesting how he didn't want to accept that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
But I mean, shit, he accepted they helped. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Before we got to
I mean, it seemed like he changed his tune over time. Like, it just initially, it was a shock to him, I think. Yeah. And then afterwards, he was like, well, I guess there's some validity to this.
He kind of felt like he was lied to his whole life. It kind of felt like.
Yeah.
Really? You got that vibe from him?
Yeah, because I didn't even so much take it as I don't believe y'all. I took it like he was just like
confused.
What the fuck? This whole mm-hmm. time I've been told mm-hmm. that you couldn't do this, and now you're telling me, because she said I've had this armor for generations.
Yeah,
motherfucker.
Yeah,
like, that was tight. I'm not about to one up me.
That was tight. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You better chill out, motherfucker. I've been here.
Because he was finna try to bully them like the last dude. He's like, who are you guys? Like, right. Finna take their shit.
Right. You see what we just did here?
You're right. He was like, where'd you get that armor? She was like, bitch, where'd you get your armor? The wizard birds didn't need no good when you fucking on water, did it? Shit, you can't even breathe underwater. You can't even swim.
Right.
How you gonna take my armor?
Right.
And Forehead Brave was like, I'd like to see you try.
Right.
She didn't even say nothing. She just looked at him and was like,
I like that she didn't say nothing that whole episode.
She was bad, bro.
She's bad for real. She's like, I got it. Jumped in the water. Right. Like, she didn't say
she
nothing.
Just wait, like, yo, you want me to have it? Just let me know when you're ready for me to have it.
Just let me know. I'm standing back. I'm right over here.
Yeah, I'm over here.
Just let me know.
She was watching him at the beginning of the episode by herself. She's like, I got this. I got this.
All right.
Saying like, nothing.
Oh, it's just him?
Jump
into
action.
Shit. Hit me on the pager. Let me know.
Get my braids right and I'm out.
You did? I'm gonna come out.
I did like their other battle scene together. It was a little bit more coordinated too with the Corrin. When dude came out like, nigga, you killed my brother.
Oh, my God. He's like, this dude about to get messed up. Yeah.
I like how they was all ready, though. And I didn't know they could use their little tentacles. He had the scope ready and shit like that. That was dope.
Did he?
Yeah, remember the guy who had the sniper? He moved like he just had his hands on the gun, but his tentacles.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I didn't know
it was dope. That's cool.
Huh. I just like how he was like, let me pass. Yep. Like, that's all he said.
Yep.
That was like, damn.
You think he could have took him on by himself?
Yeah, he was going to fuck them
the
up.
The most gangsterous part about that, though, is when Bo-Katan showed up like, no, he didn't He didn't kill your brother.
I did.
And then just like, they killed him.
What?
What?
That was sick, yeah.
Oh, that was so, she was so gangster.
She's a G, bro.
It started making me think like, yo, why isn't this show about her? Like, it started making me think like that.
Mm. That's what I'm saying. It's only called The Mandalorian. It ain't called The Foundling.
They are not going to switch the focus of the show. Man.
He is turned to the new people.
Every time.
You say, Kier, how many times we see this nigga almost die?
Your name is Ducey 24/7 for the rest of the fucking year, bro.
All the way there, man.
No, man. They're going to kill fucking regular Mando off and turn the show over to Bo-Katan.
Right. I just thought it was interesting because she seems like a really huge character. And somebody that people like Mike knew before. Like, you didn't know who this guy was, this foundling was, that's a Mandalorian now. But it makes me wonder, like, why didn't they use her to begin with? it did make me think that.
I think if they use her, then it wouldn't be cool, this whole like reveal of Ahsoka and all this other shit, because
everybody already
knows. We already know that Ahsoka's with.
But see, everybody doesn't know that, though.
Well, everyone that watched Clone Wars.
Right.
What I mean. Right. You know?
And I don't think we'll get on these other journeys as well, because Mando's being a nice guy.
She's not going to do all that shit.
Yeah.
And she would have left that kid somewhere and be like, all
right. I mean, it's a different show, but it just makes me want. It's a different show. We know it's a different show, right? That's a different show altogether if she's the lead. But I still think that could be that would have been a strong show.
We already got it. That's the point.
I got you.
We got it with Clone Wars.
Okay. See, I didn't.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You haven't watched it, but we got a whole bunch of arcs with just her.
Gotcha.
You know?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Like, even when in the end, they had a lot of good conversations within that short scene. But that when Mando mentions that, like, I got to take him to the Jedi and stuff like that, I'm like, oh shit, she asked him, like, what do you know of him? He was like, not that much. I felt like because of all the shit Luke and them did, you would think the Jedi name would be still strong, but it's still like a mystery. I mean, obviously, because when we watch Star Wars, we're getting the perspective of the Jedi, like, all right, we these bad motherfuckers and here's our story.
Yeah.
But like, to Ken's point, when you expand the universe and showcase different perspectives, like some people hardly even know the name, let alone have ever seen one.
Yeah. He's like on the outer rim of the galaxy, so out there it's like a lot less structure, a lot less law, so most of the people, they're like, I don't know. And that's why even when you see like Rey, where they're like, oh, I thought they were a myth and stuff, even though it was only like maybe 30 so years ago or whatever, because the farther away you get from like the Republic in the first trilogy, the less people really know about them. Because you got to think about, there weren't even really that much Jedi in the original trilogy, like a couple hundred or something like that.
You talking about the 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah. I keep saying original. I mean to say prequel.
I think that is one thing that's actually been really interesting about this show, is I had the same perspective you had, Nick, where I thought everybody knew about the Jedi. I thought their name wrong in these streets. But hearing Mando be like, I don't know who the fuck these people are.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I didn't think about the Rey aspect. You're absolutely right. When they're in the ship and Han had to tell him, he's like, yeah, the Jedi, the Force, it's all real. All this shit is not some bullshit. It's real.
He said it real quick too. He summed up the whole trilogy. This shit real.
So you know, all this shit really happened, bro. Yeah.
And that's,
you know
what I'm saying? I think it's so cool to like Ken's point that they are, because that's my favorite aspect of Star Wars and stuff, is how big it. I mean, it's a fucking galaxy. So how big the world is, and you're seeing all these different places and different cultures and stuff like that we haven't seen before. So yeah, I think that's really tight.
But yeah, because that wouldn't be something that would be common, right? That this, this person that can use the Force, like, nah, that shit ain't real.
But you'd think he'd hear the stories, because otherwise it's like, well, how did the Empire
stories
fall?
You will have the stories, but a part of you gonna be like, ain't nobody out there that can do that shit.
But there's a motherfucker that can adjust his scope with his beard hair.
With his beard hair, but with my mind, I can fucking make you move from there to there. I can move an entire ship.
Right.
None of us here would believe that shit.
No.
If somebody came and was like, yo, this motherfucker.
But you y'all believe a motherfucker walked on water and healed people and made people not blind no more?
But again, it's people that don't. But you do. I'm just people that don't.
Okay, maybe Rob would believe that
shit. I'm just saying, though.
You said Jedi's Christians?
I mean,
that's how some people.
That's how they look at it?
They're like, what are you talking about that bullshit for? Like, nobody's. That's why, like, well, literally. First time we see Darth Vader, nobody's worried about that ancient religion and whatever the fuck you're talking about. Because a lot of people really was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Because at that point, they had not seen them. They were like whittled out and stuff.
And Vader had to choke him.
Yeah.
Had to make him realize, oh, this shit is actually not some bullshit.
All right, bro. Right. I believe it.
You're right. You're right. Converted him right quick.
Right. Right. Good play.
Right quick.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but I like how she, what's her name again?
Bo-Katan.
She's like, yeah, I can, you know, help you out with that, but you got to do my shit first. Mm-hmm. I like how that's how everybody been.
Everybody treats him, yeah.
Right, it's the same story every time.
Too heavy. Just help me move. You know, I got to move some shit out this garage real quick. Right,
right, look. I can help you. With,
right,
look,
it's changed, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We'll be back after this quick break.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
So we go on another mission. You know what I'm saying? And it's now with the Imperial. Am I missing anything, Mike, as far as...
I was just thinking about how dope that shit was. Sorry. I was thinking about forehead braid and the way she was eating the squid soup. And Baby Yoda was like, I really would like some of that.
He was talking about her. He was like, girl, I'll
stop you up too,
like,
girl.
I don't think he still hadn't eaten. So I was like, damn, man, they need to feed this child.
Yeah.
He had the soup.
He didn't eat that soup.
How do you know?
He was concerned. I think it kind of implied that he ate the soup.
Soup ate him.
Remember, it jumped on the face and he put it back and he looked at that.
Well, Mando
like,
hit it. He's like,
yeah, Mando hit it with the vibro knife and it killed it. I think we can assume Baby Yoda ate the soup.
I thought he didn't eat the shit once the shit started moving.
That's Baby Yoda gonna eat.
Yeah, he gonna eat.
We know Baby Yoda gonna eat.
Mando was like, stop playing with
me. When he took the motherfucker back to the frog people, I was like, oh shit.
You're right.
Yeah, I did too.
Right. And you see how he touched the tank? He was like,
until it hatched. Then he was like, oh. I like that part.
Yeah, I did too. Cool too. I did too.
Me too.
No, once it hatched, he's like, he understood. He's like, oh, okay, this is okay.
Nah, but when he was looking at Black Mando, he was like, look.
I was looking at Black Mando, too.
Like, I may be a baby in form, but I'm 92.
He said, what you know about the Force?
You know what I'm saying? He said, what you have, baby? You go crazy, right?
Hey, bro.
Yoda was about that life for a hot minute. He was like, oh.
AJ, nothing but a number.
He said, I ain't
look, I'm 50, so hey.
He was like, we can really work this out.
I'm hot as sun, but under this
rose.
He's going with the wrong Mandalorian.
Hold on. Baby Yoda with a baby arm.
Baby Yoda knew.
Bruh.
She was kind of bad, though.
She was bad as hell. Baby Yoda was like, what? How many times were you like that?
With the tentacle moving and shit. He was still alive.
He was still alive. And he was like, dang, I do the same shit. Yo. This is like Kismet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Welcome to Frames Per Second.
Sorry. We're trying to dumb it down too, so we're not especially crude.
Right.
Mando gets involved in this mission against the Imperial Army. We're just like a small squad. I love how they keep making these jokes, but Mike, I think you were telling me like, they're kind of getting too heavy-handed with the clone trooper or stormtrooper, you know, can't shoot for shit, you know? And
it was damn sure shooting his ass. They were tacking his ass.
But it kind of already told you that they were going to win that mission. Like, nothing was really going to happen since they made that joke early on. And, like, once you see it execute, like, once you see them go on the ship and beat their ass up for the most part... I was more focused paying attention to Mando. I don't know about you, Ken, as far as like how he was reacting. I was looking, I know you can't see his face, but how he was just reacting to them, like do them. I felt like he was like, damn, I finally got some help. Like I finally got some niggas who know how to fight and know exactly what they're doing that look like me. You know what I mean? Like it really is like that lifestyle.
And it's almost like you went to an HBCU.
It's like your first step show.
Right. Where have I been?
Yes. You know what I'm saying?
That's why he got so hyped. And he was like, look, I'll take it all. You know what I'm saying?
He was like, bruh.
He was running through that fire like Cleo from Set It Off.
It was surgical, man.
Eating them bullets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am getting a little bit tired of the way they're treating stormtroopers now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting old. Because it's just like... Why does the Emperor, like, not the Emperor, but why does the Empire even have these motherfuckers?
How does that,
like, they get taken out, all that whole squad by four motherfuckers?
They are the epitome of puns. Like,
But it's just getting old.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, what are they doing with them? Because I know a lot of them, they, like, abduct them as kids and train them. But I'm like, what the fuck is the shooting training like? Right. Skip that part. Because it's not like the clone troopers where it's like they're there for a year and you just push them out. It's like you have a lot of these dudes since they're, like, children. So what are they doing?
And even like the little captain was like a little punk. He was like, oh, yeah. Close the door.
Like, he was like, that shit the was
that was funny. That was funny.
Not because he was close like, off the door.
Where y'all at?
Oh no, the other guy, dude.
And then before that, it was like yes, I think it's like 10 of them.
Yeah, Nelly's just straight snitch. It was like, right. No, I think it's only four.
I see
four.
Yeah, there's at least 10.
And he was right.
But he was like, hold on,
that one
dude, he was like, at first he's like, yeah man, shit, we're ready,
yeah, let's go,
hold him off,
let's go.
And the second they came, he's like, nah, close the door. All the door. Close all the motherfuckers. Hey, close the door.
Hey, he was like Thanos when he was like, yo, bottom shit. Bottom shit, yo. Oh, that shit was so fucking funny.
I was rolling, man. When that shit happened. Because you can see it on his cell. Like, he ain't ready
he's
for this shit.
He's not built for this.
He thought he was,
but when they found out it was Mandalorians, like the whole mood changed.
Yep.
From the people that were driving the ship to the captain,
mm-hmm.
all the motherfuckers, you just see it on their face, man. It was like, oh,
hey,
shit.
Man, you know this what it is when one Mandalorian, because right. you got three of them, like, man, come on,
four,
yeah,
and he four. Closed the yes. door, like, yes. whew, ESL, and then it was like, what? He said, like, so where are they? He was like, the cargo. He was like, okay. Like, wait, what?
Yo, stupid ass.
And he kept saying it like he ain't understand.
The cargo control room. Like, right. What? The control room? Like, what are you talking about?
That was tight.
And then he flew out there like, what was it? Electric company. Oh, hey, man.
No, the way they brought that shit was hilarious.
Man, yeah. They fucked him up, though.
Yeah.
No, but Ashley, were you surprised or happily surprised to see Gus? Well, that's how I know him as. But Moff Gideon. Seeing him again, as far yes. as like he's still controlling all this shit and still has plans that are still yet to be seen.
No, I wasn't surprised just because where they left off, like he survived the crash. I think I was surprised to see him in this episode, but I wasn't surprised to see him at all. Because it's like you don't get an actor like that, introduce a character like that just to do a one off.
Right.
Yeah, that's dope.
I need to see Moff do a little bit more, though.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? You want him to see him fight?
I need to see him do something else instead of just give orders.
I kind of like that, but I would like to see him fight. But I like the fact that he just tell him motherfuckers what to do.
Yeah.
It's fine, but I still need to see
how
like,
bad he is.
Yeah, I still need to see how bad he
why
is.
Why he's giving the orders.
Huh? Yeah.
Like, basically, why he's giving the orders.
Yeah,
like,
why is he giving the orders? Why does he have this... This dark saber, like,
well, he's a general. Like,
remember, I understand he's a general, but like,
he seemed higher than just that.
But I'm saying, like, Grand Moff Tarkin couldn't fight for shit, and he was given orders steady until he got his ass blown up.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that
very true.
Most of the generals, they weren't fighters; they just had that.
Well,
respect
he
for some
he
reason.
Seemed more than a general. He seems very like Sith-ish to me.
I never got that.
No, he seems like Sith-ish to me.
I don't think
I feel like the show is positioning him as the big bad. And so I think that's where maybe you're getting that read of like he's more than he is. Because right now he's like the big villain.
Yeah, he's more than
like
that.
The villain in the bag. Like,
they make him seem like he's more to me.
He's a little bit more than just
yeah. It makes him seem like
I agree.
Yeah,
I want to see him fight too. Like because, I think he has like something.
Because the general didn't have a saber or anything.
What general?
The one the one next to
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah,
that's my point.
He didn't have that.
But that's my point. Everyone was terrified of him. When Grand Moff Tarkin spoke, motherfuckers did what he said.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is that Moff Gideon has that, right?
Obviously. But we don't know if he got it because he actually beat the shit out of Bo-Katan.
I know he don't. But because he has it, it doesn't put me on the same.
I don't think he's some amazing fighter because he didn't really do shit when he was there before. He flew the ship around and got beat.
That too. We didn't see him do that either.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm not hyping him up to be some amazing warrior.
No expectations.
Yeah, I'm just thinking he's a good general. He knows how to strategically say, okay, you guys go here. You guys go here. Big guy, you go in there with the flamethrower. I think that's what it is. I don't know that he's really a fighter. And I definitely don't think he's Sith-ish at all.
Okay, so I think he's somewhere maybe in between. And I say that because
Is it just Gus?
You know, I think he's like,
that's because, that's a very good
not because
too.
He's Gus, because why can I never remember the general name? Say it one more time.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Grand Moff Tarkin. Like, I don't think he's quite that, and I don't think he's quite Sith. I think he's somewhere in between, because like you see him on a battleground, right? He was front line there. The way he
TIE fighter.
The way he flew that, he possesses the Darksaber. It's like this dude seems like a little bit more than just your average general. You know what I'm saying?
And he's also wearing armor too.
And he's wearing the armor So it's like, wait a minute, who is this fucking guy?
So here's why I don't necessarily think that he is some kind of fighter or warrior or any of that stuff. We have to remember this is after Return of the Jedi. There's no Empire anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So he may have gone to this planet because he didn't really have much of a choice. We don't know what his army looks like. He may not have a huge army. And we got to remember also, when he went to the planet, he literally didn't do shit. He just fought. He shot at people. It wasn't like he took the Darksaber out and was out there like chopping motherfuckers' heads off.
Well, even if it's not something like that, I feel like he's more like a combat dude.
Yeah, he's a general. He's a general. He's an army general.
But you're thinking general is strategic would you say you're thinking general is like he can fight a little bit too?
Like on the field,
I don't think he's not gonna win a fight against a Mandalorian.
No,
I don't think that he's that. I mean, I could be wrong.
He doesn't seem fear.
No, but I get what he's saying, because like in the first season when I think it was like the two-part finale when Moff Gideon shows up on the planet and they're holed up, and when he says I'm Moff Gideon, even Mando was like, whoa, okay. This is a different game now. And so there is like a little bit more fear attached to Moff Gideon, whether or not that's because he's a general and strategic or like a fighter, that remains to be seen. But I get what you're saying. Like, I feel like there's more to him.
Yes, because it doesn't seem like he fears this Mandalorian at all.
Either would Moff Gideon. I mean, Grand Moff Tarkin.
If he was face to face with him,
I don't think he would have been like, "Oh, I'm scared of you." Here's the thing: I don't think Mando knew who Moff Gideon was.
I don't think he knew either.
I think when Moff Gideon said whatever, I don't think he knew who he was, and I don't think he was like, "Oh shit, this is Moff Gideon. This is about to be some issues."
I don't think that was the case.
It was more so like, we haven't seen this type of army of stormtroopers anymore because the Empire's gone. This dude just literally showed up wearing armor that looks like Mandalorian armor. And he has an army of stormtroopers. Something is weird. What the fuck's going on? Again, I'm not saying this is some kind of authority. I could be 100% wrong. You could be 100% right. Mm-hmm. He may be force sensitive. He may show up doing some backflips and just fuck all. I don't know. I've never gotten that impression from him.
For me, it would be a letdown if he's not. Personally,
I don't think he'll be force sensitive, but I do think he'll. Like kind of what you're saying, like he's on some shit.
He could be a rebellious Mando. Like he could have went on the wrong, you know, he could have been a Mando and then he just turned super
evil. That's very true.
How he knows about the Darksaber.
That's what I'm saying. Something's up with him.
Well, I would be more inclined to believe that than he's Sith-ish.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like not quite somewhere in the middle. And that middle could be just a badass motherfucker like a Mando or something. You know what I'm saying? That's what I meant by that.
Sure. Yeah. I got you.
Okay.
Well, either way, when he told him to take down.
So I have a question when it comes to like Moff Gideon. So like the assumption, I could be wrong on this. The assumption was that he was after Baby Yoda for some unknown reason.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you guys feeling so far about how Baby Yoda is being used in this season? Because we don't see him using the Force, and it seems like that plot point of being pursued for some reason, it just feels like that got dropped. Especially if they're reintroducing Moff Gideon, who was like the one that was after him.
I actually wanted to bring it up a couple, like the last couple episodes of, why haven't we seen Baby Yoda use that Force in some of these situations that they've been in? I meant to bring that up last time, like because like it's like, yo, that's weird that they kind of went away from that a little bit, because it's like, I think part of me has been waiting for him to kind of use it in certain situations, at least to get himself outside of it. Cause he could have did it when that thing captured him. Right. Mm-hmm. Like he could have got himself out of that. So I have been wondering that part of that question for a minute too.
I'll also say that there were some times like when the spiders were all up on him,
yeah.
Because it was like the camera shows him and yeah. like I'm expecting him to do something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if it is kind of like what Mike is saying, where we're shifting to Baby Yoda will be like gone or like shifted off somewhere,
mm-hmm.
it kind of does make sense the way they're kind of like putting him in the show. He's kind of like a featured extra at this point. Like he's just cut off to the side doing his little stuff. He's not really very involved at all,
mm-hmm.
besides just being the object that Mando has to drop off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure that, well, me saying I'm not so sure, like I don't know if they will get rid of him. Like I don't know if like that's where the story is going to go, but mm-hmm. I could see that happening. And so if that's where we're going, it makes sense that they would like the way they're utilizing him, like he's just kind of there and mm-hmm. just waiting. Like there might be a bigger story outside of him, and that he may just be like a failed mission that they had in the first season. So mm-hmm. now that Gus is like, well, we couldn't get him, but there's like bigger things at play. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But to her other point, it does seem like they're also going away from Moff Gideon wanting to, you know,
mm-hmm. capture. I disagree.
Oh, okay,
they did it in the first episode. The guys with the rope, they were after the child, which we can assume is because of Moff Gideon.
Off of the bounty.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Gotcha. We have to remember this is only the third episode. The second episode was entirely on that ice planet.
Mm-hmm.
So there wouldn't be
much interaction.
Yeah. But I mean, in the very first episode, they show that Moff Gideon is still after the child.
Mm-hmm. But it seemed like on a planet that he was on, that it would be more people after the child, especially after he had him stay with the frog people.
But we don't know that anyone knows that Mando's there.
They didn't expect him there.
To say that one more time?
We don't know that anyone that's looking for him knows he's there.
But if you go into a bar with the Baby Yoda's just chilling, like no one knows that, because he went to a whole one planet and people knew that.
That was Tatooine. He'd already been there.
Not Tatooine, the other place where he had to go say that village.
Oh, with the shark.
No, you know what? Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm sorry. No, they came there too to get him.
There was the one sniper guy mm-hmm. that was after him.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. It's like you would think he would keep him a little bit more hidden out of plain sight.
Well, he just got so much. I think he trusts and has confidence in himself and his skill set so much. It's like, mm-hmm. bro, you ain't going to just take this kid.
Well, he's trying. He wanted to do what, hyperspace to get mm-hmm. there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, to get the frog person there, you know, lady, yeah. that he wasn't able to do that.
I'm talking about when he actually got there.
To the planet?
Yeah.
But we don't know much about Trask. So for all we know, this could be a place where the Empire is not. I meant to look it up because I'd never heard of the planet before until this episode. So this could be a place where the Empire doesn't even know that what.
I just thought about it. The people on the ship tried to get him.
But they wanted his best car.
Yeah.
They didn't know anything about the kid.
I think I would. So like if with the whole Moff Gideon Baby Yoda thing, like you're right, we're only three episodes in. I'll be willing to give you a pass. But if we go three more episodes and don't like bring that back or loop through it in some way, that's going to be a plot hole that I know for me, it's going to bother me. Cause it's like that's a stake to like that's a stake in why Mando. It's like you need to move fast, and if they just kind of drop it, I would have a problem with it.
I think they'll come back around to it because they made it seem like Bo-Katan won't be back for a couple more episodes, mm-hmm. or even at all until mm-hmm. maybe the end of the series.
Ken, you had some thoughts on Moff Gideon too as well.
Oh, no, I was just talking about when he told him to take down the ship and the two drivers of the ship damn looked concerned.
As they should have.
That was it.
Yeah.
They were like, man, what the fuck is he talking about?
I was like,
they knew what was up.
Yeah.
When he was like, look, we got four Mandos on the ship. Look, you send back up. He was like, you said four? Ain't no need.
Yeah, how much ship did they take?
Oh, that's a wrap, bro.
What
yeah.
He's like,
so you know what to do.
You know what you got to do.
He said, good luck.
Yeah.
So
long live the Empire. I thought right. that was.
Yeah. I love their facial expression.
Yeah.
Because what I liked about their facial expression, this show that like for some of these motherfuckers, it's just a job. And they not even down with all this other shit like the captain was. The captain was like, long live the Empire. We're going to take this bitch down. The other two was like, man, what the fuck is he talking about?
I was supposed to go eat dinner with my wife at 7.
They look really new, too, and young.
Yeah. Like,
what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I like that.
It was not a similar interaction, but like Bo-Katan and Mando, when she kind of finally reveals her full plan to a certain extent, he's like, hold on, bro. I got shit back up. To deal with at that, you know, where I just left. I can't go on another mission with y'all to do all this shit. And she was like, this is the way. I love what she's there.
Man, yeah.
That shit was fire. That was some bull. That pissed me off. Go ahead, Rod.
Bo-Katan was just as bad as the daddy frog, though. Because she was just like, yeah, go here, go there, boom. And then, like, she didn't, like, actually, like... I just risked my life for you motherfuckers, and all you did was just give me information. Like, I don't know. I just felt like that was very similar to the frog.
It's video game mission-esque. I would feel like, you know what I'm saying? You do a mission and all of a sudden some goofy motherfuckers say, oh yeah, this is where you gotta go.
You could at least help them get there or something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Drop them off.
That's not her. Nah, she's not gonna break away from her. She's trying to take back an entire planet.
But he just went out of his way.
She said, and
she is not gonna
abandon taking over Mandalore to help him get this little raggedy fucking thing to Ahsoka.
Because like, you think that's the way.
Yeah, you think that's your way. This is my way. This way, I'm going down. But did y'all notice when you're talking about the part where she realized that, or she revealed that she was changing the plan? Did you notice how the black Mando looked at our Mando when she walked by? She. I fucking cry. Just like a fucking black. She was like,
look them up and down.
Right. You can come if you want to, but I'm not pressed.
If you talk shit, yeah. I got something for you.
Right, yeah. Say something. Say something, boo.
I thought
say something, boo.
There was tension in that room. Mando got closer to the he started standing over Bo-Katan like, hold on, motherfucker.
Shit, until Sis walked by, right. I was like,
right.
We got a problem here.
And even cause the dude with him, he walked past Mando too. Like, yeah, nigga, that's what we about. You feel me?
He didn't look at him though.
Nah.
The white dude just kind of like, yeah, whatever.
I'm following Bo-Katan, but the sis was like,
she's like, what's up? She's about action.
She was like, I hope you do say something. I'll slap that Beskar right the fuck off you, bro. Right. Say something. You see my forehead braid? You
know what I'm saying?
I'll slap the block off that Beskar,
right, bro. Right. You talking about your shiny suit?
You know what I'm saying? We muted tones up in here, son. We muted tones up in here, cuz. Shit. Oh, fix this braid right quick. You know what I'm saying? Talking that shit.
You know what I'm that braid type, boy. Yeah.
I don't know who coming up in here. Let me make sure my hair tight. I don't know who we going to end up fighting this time.
I can't look like a mess when I'm in bed.
Right. Right. Shit, I got to look good when I'm fucking somebody up.
That shit going to be late.
Straight up, bro.
But obviously, based off of Moff Gideon's, you know, like, take down the ship, you could tell that they obviously was going to get taken over. And the Mandos quickly get to the
cockpit
and all that. But what was interesting was that Bo-Katan was, you know, when she was interrogating dude, she mentioned the Darksaber. And, like, I didn't know this information until you just said it today, Mike, as far as, like, that being the reason or, like, the thing that you know who controls or who's the leader of all the Mandos. Is if you have that. So that goes back to my other point as far as maybe Moff Gideon is a part of it in some type of way. What you got, Rob?
So
he got
like,
something deep the way he leaned in.
His voice got real quiet. You listen. You know what I'm saying?
So. Yeah, because like and this could not be deep at all, but maybe like I hope y'all don't burst my bubble on this. But like, so how did when he said like he's not gonna let me live anyway, and then he gets like, what happened to him?
He bit us. It's like a cyanide capsule type of thing. He bit his molar, and you thought there was a force.
It would have been awesome if it was.
Damn, it wasn't.
Yeah, it might have been cool if it was the force, but it wasn't the force.
It wasn't.
Nah.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Yeah, because he bit.
Why would he do that though?
That's what it's
because he said, even I'm sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
No, I mean, like you were about to say, Moff Gideon said. Well, he said to her like,
I'm dead either way.
Right, he say, why would he say that? That's what I'm saying.
Because like, Moth just told him, like, nigga, you don't come back.
Right.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
If he lives through that, then Moth Gideon is probably going to assume, oh, no, you're a turncoat.
Yeah. Yeah.
You snitch. I'm about to kill you.
You lost my cargo shit and you let the Mandos get it?
Right. And you're still alive? Bitch, what the fuck?
So we've seen that before? Like, I don't remember seeing that before. Somebody bite the weed teeth for
did?
Typical
movie. I see that. Like, I see it mostly.
That's like a war thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's typical of like generals in war, even like Nazis and stuff. Like, they'll go ahead and just kill themselves, eat something, bite something, and kill themselves before they become a prisoner. Because they know what's going to happen to them. Like, whatever's going to happen to them is going to be way worse.
And
they're going to
probably get tortured and then reveal information.
Somebody in the Star Wars, somebody's done that. And I'm seeing it in my brain. Somebody did that. And then.
Yeah, because to have that come out of nowhere, like, that's just kind of weird.
It didn't really come out of nowhere. It made sense.
To me, it did.
Because you see him bite down. You see him go like that. You can't see my mouth, but I'm biting down.
Well, I get what you're saying, but I thought it was just, he was biting down from the shot.
Oh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he clenched his teeth. He clenched his teeth because it happened to him.
Mm. I can't remember.
And then for him to say, like, he's not going to let me live anyway. So I was like, did he do that to them?
No, he did it to himself.
Are y'all sure?
Yeah, he did it to himself.
I think I can.
Are you sure?
I think where the confusion is that the special effect they used
was like lightning.
With the lightning with the Emperor in one of the prequels, it was very reminiscent of that. Mm-hmm. And so if it wasn't that particular special effect, then it would have, because I had the same thought. I was like, oh, Moff Gideon got the Force, but he died.
If that's what that was, then I'm gonna be disappointed, because I'm gonna say that that's stupid.
I don't think that's what it was.
Yeah. If a motherfucker can force lightning,
with you guys. I just think it was the use of that particular special effect could lead to the confusion. Mm.
I feel you.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get it.
Yeah, I think that's just Star Wars version of the cyanide pill.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he used the Force to force lightning just his head from where he was. I'm going to be like, that is whack. But they've done whacker shit in the last three movies. So if motherfuckers can pass lightsabers through nothing and have another motherfucker pick it up over here, then you could be on to something.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your memory passed. I think it was bad. But she picked. Oh, I got
in
that.
In that trilogy, it definitely would have been him lightening him from like 100 miles away.
If J.J. Abrams did this shit, he would have done that goofy ass bullshit. Just force lightning him through like Wi-Fi,
right?
Just Bluetooth kill him. That's cool, right, guys?
Yeah. Fuck the fact we haven't seen it before. We'll just do this. Throw it in.
Right. No one's gonna question.
No explanation,
you know?
It's no big deal.
That's hilarious.
I don't know if I had that force electricity, bro. I ain't never paid an electric bill. You feel me? I'm charging up the whole house. Larry.
I don't think they have electric bills in Star Wars.
There's a lot of lights. But yeah, to Rob's point, like right after all that shit, she was just like, oh yeah. Like it seemed like they got cool after that mission. Like she was like the tension that we just seen like a few scenes before is all calmed down.
Didn't he kind of buy in when he risked himself to throw the little mind thing?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
He wasn't even shooting, was he? Did he find him?
No, he was just catching shots.
But yeah. I'm talking about when, because it seemed like the three of them were fucking up all the stormtroopers. And he was just chilling.
Oh, you mean before that?
Yeah.
No, he was shooting.
He shot a little boy. But like I said, he didn't have to do much because they was already taking care of these.
Oh. He saw that wasn't really working. So yeah.
He was shooting before that.
Yeah, he was just saving his bullets.
Yeah,
he was just like, man, if y'all like, gonna do it all, then shit.
Yeah, I feel like he was just kind of mad at first when she told him like, oh no, we're doing something.
Yeah, he was.
Like,
he had to get over that first.
Man, that's some bullshit. I hate you.
Yeah, then he was like, fine.
He don't never like taking nobody's orders or plans
because they always keep doing that shit.
They always be playing him. I'm sick of y'all playing.
Now you're changing the terms of the deal. He was changing the like everybody does that.
Yeah,
like, I feel like y'all don't respect me.
Right.
I really feel like y'all don't respect me. Like, you see my shiny shit.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He's gonna start getting mad.
That's why he didn't want to shoot as much.
Right, you know what I mean?
Like, fuck y'all, man. Y'all get taken out.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all pissing me off, man. I throw this little bomb over here real quick.
But Mike, as soon as I heard the name, I was like, I want to just get your reaction when you first heard it. Maybe that's why you watched it so many times when she says Ahsoka and where to find her. Are you expecting us to get right to it next episode, or are they going to play it out?
I think they're going to play it out a little bit. So I really wish they could keep shit under wraps sometimes. Like, I really wish they would not have revealed.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, yep. This would have been such an amazing shock.
But ooh, for me.
Me too, because I didn't see shit.
Wait, you didn't know that Ahsoka was going to be in this? Mm-mm. Oh, I wish I was in your shoes, bro.
I was like, oh, shit.
You knew that because we talked about it last season.
I know we talked about it, but I still don't even. I've never seen Ahsoka. I just seen her maybe on like some clips. So I don't know who she is, what she does. I just know what she looks like.
Gotcha.
So it's like, for me, I'm like, oh, man. Because I don't know, I'm excited to see, like, okay, who is this chick and what is she, can she do? So I don't want to hear nothing from y'all about who she is, what she can do.
You don't know anything about her at all?
No, I do not. All I know, she look like an Egyptian or something.
She do like she...
Yeah, that's all I know. That's all I know.
Wow. Well,
I don't want
to
know. I'm not going to tell you,
but I'm just saying, like, I feel like you kind of need to know who she is in order for it to even be an impact.
But just like Ashley said, I think they do a good job at making it seem like, oh, this is somebody. Like,
but you had to go look up Bo-Katan, though.
Yes.
I did have to look up Bo-Katan, but I could have went without it, too. Like, I thought she was dope, but it just made me want to.
But that's the point. What if that information wasn't there? And they just what if this episode was just the episode? And
I think I would have been
there
fine.
There was no supplemental information about Bo-Katan.
I would have been fine.
I would have been fine too.
Helps. You knowing who Bo-Katan is, knowing where she's from, knowing that there's this much of a backstory, doesn't it help some?
It's interesting, but yes. I don't need it.
Y'all lame.
It hit different if you know who Ahsoka is.
But that to me, I feel like that's what makes this show amazing, is that for the people who don't want to look her up, the show gives me enough for me to know she's a badass.
I know.
She's
like, what the fuck?
Y'all ruining this moment.
Yes!
I don't want to know.
This was like huge.
So when her name pops up, y'all just like, oh, cool, okay. So
no, not oh, cool, so okay.
She
no.
might be kind of so cool.
No, that's no. Good. I know she's somebody.
Let's see what she's talking about.
Yeah.
No. I know she's somebody. I just don't know how much of somebody she is.
That's the part. Like, I wonder if she know Luke. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I bet she know Luke.
You didn't know Luke before you knew Luke.
Obi-Wan sound how he all right.
You didn't know Yoda before Skywalker. You knew Yoda.
I mean, the motherfucker can obviously fly. I mean, who fucking Skywalker,
bro? But again, you know what I'm saying? But again, it was still dope of his development, though. It was.
But if you never saw
the original trilogy, and then in episode 7, they're just like, we got to go find Luke. You're like, who the fuck is that? And when he pops up, he'd be like,
this old guy.
Everybody's got cool names. You got Rey, you got Finn,
Han Solo,
Luke. We're going to find someone named Luke.
Yeah.
He can't be that cool. His name's Luke.
This last name is fucking fire.
But they didn't really know his last name yet. It's this dude Luke. We gotta go find him. Fuck Luke. I want somebody named Dark D'Artagnan. You know what I'm saying? I want somebody with 18 syllables.
Darth Vader versus Luke.
Luke. Luke. We got Emperor Palpatine and Luke.
Who you put your money on, right?
I put my money on the motherfucker with two eight different syllables. Names.
Hey, but y'all,
you know what
y'all
saying?
Leaving off the Skywalker. Y'all leaving off the Skywalker.
That's why you gotta have that last name behind Luke.
You gotta have Skywalker.
Darth Vader versus Luke.
Right. See, CDPO wasn't saying that. We got to find Master Luke. Master Luke? Fuck Master Luke. No wonder everybody joined the fucking dark side. Right. You got lame ass Master Luke.
That plantation ass name.
Right. Master Luke and Princess Leia? Fuck both of y'all. I'm going with fucking Darth Vader.
She about 60 something. She ain't the queen yet?
Right. What? How you been a princess for 35 years? Ain't got no kind of promotion.
Damn.
Fuck y'all, bro. I'm going with the darks. Dark Sidious. Even his regular name was called Emperor Palpatine.
Right.
Palpatine and, I'm Luke. Get the fuck out of here, Luke. Get your punk ass. Get your little white suit. Get the fuck out of here. What you gonna do?
Hey, when he got that black suit, that was a...
when he got the black suit, that's when it was gangster.
That's when it started.
Yeah, that was a little flimsy little...
He still fell in the hole like a little punk. I was like, how the fuck you do? How you been badass, Jack? You fell in the hole. What kind of shit is that, Luke?
anyway,
if he had a cooler name, he wouldn't have fell in that hole.
Anyway, it's exciting.
He would have stumbled a little bit.
He caught himself. Thought y'all had. He would have thought y'all had. He was the force. Like, no, oh, yeah. Michael Jackson. Yup. He'd have flown up like Iron Man, dude. He wouldn't have felt like no punk if his name wasn't nobody named Luke.
My dick is just stupid.
Trying to move Kill Rod like that. You ain't got to do that. Go ahead, bro.
My point is this. The same way I thought Bo-Katan was super dope when I saw her, not knowing anything about her, is the same way I feel about Ahsoka.
Yeah, but you went and looked Bo-Katan up, and you don't want to look
because it made me want to look her up after I saw it.
Ahsoka had a whole entire arc.
I understand that,
and you realize she's like one of the most.
I feel like she's more relevant, but
more relevant than Bo-Katan.
I understand that because I didn't know who Bo-Katan. I always knew who she was. I just didn't know anything about her.
Yeah,
Bo-Katan. I didn't know anything about.
So, what was your reaction when you?
He already said it.
Well, no, I didn't.
I'm just saying, you can finish it.
He didn't get a chance to finish.
He's explain how you
finish. See what I'm saying?
I've been doing this a long time.
Thank you, Ken.
I'll be listening. He never got a chance to really get to it.
They playing me, bro. My name might as well be fucking Luke. Damn. No, I was saying, I didn't finish, but I was saying, I wish that they wouldn't have revealed that Ahsoka was going to be on the show. I know it's hard to keep these kind of things private, but I just wish they would have done a better job. Because if I didn't know anything, and then she said, yeah, go here, go to the forest moon of blah, 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 and go to Corvus and ask for Ahsoka, I would have been like, yo!
What? It was tight.
What? But then I was just like, oh, okay, cool. So Ahsoka's coming up next, or maybe in another episode or two. I wasn't as excited as I wish. Like, I wish I was in Huey's standpoint.
That shit was tight.
You know what I'm saying? Where he's watched Clone Wars. He knows who Ahsoka is, but he didn't know she was going to be on the show. Mm. I wasn't in that seat.
Yeah, because I even though I saw it and knew, I still somewhat gasped a little bit just to hear it.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's true.
Yeah. I was like, but the fact that I already knew it kind of, you know, took the sell out of that.
And
I was excited based off of how you describe her. And like, I don't know her character like that either, but like how you talk about her, I'm like, oh, like we're finally getting closer to seeing her. But like, I know it's, I kind of wish, to your point, Mike, like, how they kept Baby Yoda under wraps that whole first season until they revealed it.
Well,
like,
you mean the first episode?
Well, I'm just saying, but like when the Star Wars show, The Mandalorian, was coming out, like they even showed like the first episode, right? To like a few audiences or like a preview to it. I don't think they did.
I thought we knew Baby Yoda was going to be on the show.
No, not until the
before it talked about?
Nah.
Okay.
But I
don't pay attention to that stuff as much.
I remember reading about the show before it came out, like how some people saw like the first 15 minutes or something like that, and they were like, or I think the first episode, and they're like,
I don't think they showed the whole first episode.
They didn't?
I don't think so. You could be right. I could be wrong, but I don't remember them showing the first episode to anybody.
To say that we're going to introduce something like this in a Star Wars show, you would think would leak just like how Ahsoka's name would leak.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like you don't even, like, Ahsoka's, like, still canon, like, even deep canon. But Yoda's like Yoda. You know what I mean? Like,
but it's not. Well, but at this point, isn't it, like, safe to assume that she's going to pop up based on the Darksaber, the Bo-Katan being there?
No, because Ahsoka has nothing to do with the Darksaber.
Yeah,
also, she doesn't. I thought she did.
Just because she's a Jedi.
What about Bo-Katan? So. She's directly tied to Bo-Katan, though, right?
She is only because... Okay, so here's the thing. If you're not going to watch any... You keep asking me these fucking questions.
I know.
But they're talking about, they don't want to watch it. Just do this. Yourself. I really think you should do this. If you don't want to watch any of the other shit, just watch the last four episodes of this most recent season of Clone Wars. It ties in... No, what I'm saying, it ties in directly to episode 3. Like, the last of the episodes ends exactly where episode 3 picks up.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And this is... I feel like if you watch this, just those episodes, you'll get it. You don't have to do a whole bunch of, like...
I don't care about getting it, though.
You're so lame! Ashley, I'm talking to you.
She don't need it, though.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
We're not going to do it.
We're not going to do it. It's just not going to happen.
But they all still are asking the question.
She watches stuff the same way I watch stuff.
Like the movies. I'm not telling you to go back and watch all those seasons. It's four episodes. Where it explains
and so what we're saying
it's
is
on Disney Plus too.
but that's not gonna happen.
Then stop asking these goddamn questions.
Yeah, I will.
So I will. So Huey, you didn't know anything about it. So what was your reaction?
I mean, I was just hype as fuck. I was like, oh shit. I just really wasn't expecting it. So I was just hype. I was like, oh, tight. Like it just makes it feel like it does a really cool that name in particular is a really cool way of like tying it into everything else. Cause it kind of makes Ahsoka just like the bridge between what she already kind of was, like the movie universe. Then she's in Clone Wars. Now she's in this. So she's getting her like actual live action debut. So like really, really legitimizes her. What? So I was just hyped, man.
What?
No, we're not. We're going to get it. We're going to get it in Mandalorian.
You really are, man.
We're going to get it in Mandalorian.
It explains why Anakin acted the way he did. It explains everything.
And it's like the perfect Jedi name to bring up, too. Well, because
yes. I can only speak for myself, and the reason why I don't want to do that homework, not because I just don't want to do it. It's because if I know myself, I know if I watch it, it's going to set certain expectations. Mm. Story-wise, so if they don't pay off, I'm going to be disappointed. I'd rather go into it without having all of that on me, so that way I can just see, like, are you telling me enough that I understand what's going on? Mm-hmm. Like, if you have to rely on me to some extent doing some homework, then to me, I feel like that's shitty storytelling. Mm. That's just me.
I feel that.
I'm sure. But all I'm saying is, I'm sure, without knowing who Ahsoka is as far as her background and stuff, she'll still be a cool character when we watch the show. Absolutely. But just because you know, like, you know what I'm saying? It's the difference between if you just watched the sequel trilogy and didn't know who Luke was versus if you did, it's just like, oh shit, now I really, really, you know what I'm saying? See, like, Luke was still a cool character, you know what I'm saying? If you didn't know who, I didn't want to say that.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, Yeah. Knowing who he was saved him for being a cool character. But like, he's still cool if you're if you don't really know the universe like that. It's like, oh cool, he has a lightsaber and shit like that.
That is interesting how they did Luke as far as how you originally meet him to where he ends off. But it's like he turned into Kenny Rogers drinking baby milk. You know what I'm saying? On an island. That's all it was. Yeah. That's probably why I actually don't want to do the research, because like, we don't know how Ahsoka's gonna turn out. I mean, the show has been great with everything they've introduced.
Let's stop talking about Ahsoka.
No, let's not. They're not gonna fuck Ahsoka up because they can't. Like I've said this whole time we've been reviewing this
just
show.
Just because you want that to be true doesn't mean it could. I mean, it could be this part of the episode.
Me too. And then they want to kill it.
Right.
Here's why they're not going to fuck this up. Kathleen Kennedy and the rest of Disney and Lucasfilm, they know that they are hanging by a thread with Star Wars fans. Star Wars fans are probably the most toxic fan base on the fucking planet. They're worse than MAGA, all right? They know that they cannot fuck up Ahsoka. If they fuck up Ahsoka, there is going to be riots. And I'm not being hyperbolic.
Disneyland.
Say it again.
I think you could get her character right, but how you introduce her and the way you use her could potentially...
They can't fuck that up. Because Dave Filoni is writing the fifth episode, right? The next episode is done by, I don't know if it's written, but it's directed by Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So it's probably going to be a whole lot of fucking and drinking.
Yeah.
Carl Weathers is directed by him.
Actually,
did I say Billy Dee Williams? I was like, hold on. If Billy Dee was on the board, might they fucking up Ahsoka? I'm sorry. I meant Carl Weathers. Sorry. Yeah, Carl Weathers is doing the next episode, which means the odds are this is going to be the episode where he goes back and meets up with Cara Dune and
He damn sure gonna put himself in his own episode.
He better.
I would.
He gonna be the main fucking
gonna do shit.
Mando who? Man bro. The man bro Warren and this bitch motherfucker. I don't know what y'all trying to talk about.
Right. Shit,
best on what?
His side mission is paying rent.
Yep.
I get rent money.
But nah, Dave Filoni is doing the fifth episode, and I have a suspicion that's where we're going to see Ahsoka. And like I said, I don't think that they could survive fucking this up. I really don't.
I agree.
And Dave Filoni, just on GP, he's not going to fuck this up.
Rian Johnson and J.J. Abrams, they had no stake in the game, especially Rian Johnson. So they didn't really care that much about fucking ruining the story.
Yeah.
Dave Filoni's been here. He's not going to fuck this up.
Yeah, when you start bringing in characters, established characters like that, like prior super to this, established. You know, it was all a bunch of new people, you know, and worlds that we heard of. But yeah. Now you're bringing in people that fans know.
Right.
Now the stakes are higher.
Getting higher.
Yep. Stakes are higher.
One of the only Jedi to take on Darth Vader. One of the only ones to take him on. In a full con, I don't give a fuck if y'all don't want to know.
You see how he's sliding in?
I don't give a fuck. Bro, I just wish you could see it, Ron.
Man,
bro. I wanna help you. help you.
No, I don't wanna know, man.
It's the dopest shit.
Man. I understand. Maybe after this is over, then I'll go.
Man,
back.
Like out of all of the Jedi, she is one of my favorites. And we've watched her fucking as a child.
Yes. Yeah,
and she's one of the only, this isn't giving anything away. You obviously know this, but she's one of the only Jedi that was here from the start. She was here from Phantom Menace all the way through Order 66. Yeah. She's been here through everything. Yeah. She's the only one that we know.
Yeah.
I feel like you probably have a binder of like photos that you've drawn of her.
that's cold. It's like, I'm not that lame. I'm just saying.
Just because we're saying that we don't want to know anything about her doesn't mean like, fuck that chick. That's not what we're saying. It's saying that like, we're interested to know who she is. And if the show has those stakes of not fucking it up, they will deliver to where we will be satisfied and be like, yeah, she does.
Satisfied ain't the same.
Yeah. Like, and what I'm saying is I respect what y'all are saying.
But fuck all that.
But fuck all that. Fuck all that. Y'all like Ken, I've been waiting to talk about Ahsoka. So, hey, y'all got to... Y'all got to mute this motherfucker.
Yeah, do this.
When I heard the name, I was like, I was really happy. Like, I was like, wow. Like, I can't wait. I don't know why I was happy because I don't really know shit. But I just knew.
Because you've seen it.
No, I haven't seen shit.
You know what she looks like, bro, right?
I mean, I seen a picture.
That's what I mean. Like, it's safe to, she, like Mike said, that name has been floating around. You can see it. Like, that's why I'm not. Like dumbfounded on who she is. I know, but I just haven't watched her in action or whatever. I don't know what she's capable of. I don't
even know who
know.
She is. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Huh?
Like who she is specifically.
Yeah,
like
I do not know. Her, I don't. Yeah.
I mean, cool. If y'all just don't want to be happy about shit, who am I? Who am I to make you and Ashley
oh my
happy?
God. Seriously,
who am I to try to brighten y'all's day? If y'all want to live,
we just want to wait
the darkness.
We just want to wait for the episodes. We just want to
cool,
wait.
Man. Hey, that's cool. That's it.
Just want to wait, man.
So yeah, this episode.
But think of the joy that you will get when they introduce her, and we're like, she's amazing.
Or y'all gonna be like, yeah, she's
who the
cool.
Fuck is she?
Well, I don't know. She came on the screen
when she said that.
No, she said a couple things, and no, that's just cool.
Boca Raton was cool. I know. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna think she's
different.
Yeah, way different.
I understand it might be different. Shit.
Unless you don't do shit.
That's right, what I'm right. Slightly... Nah, fuck that. You can't tell me. You can't talk. Oh, man. What the shit is this?
Reality. Because she's not in episode.
This dude walk into a Star Wars talk and say, you can't talk about Star Wars.
No.
Say that shit again, kid.
This wasn't for
me. Show up. And she don't do shit.
She wasn't part of this episode.
Yes, she was.
We're talking about this episode.
Her name
was her episode. Goddamn
it! And that's all we need to talk about. Yo, yo.
If she does show up,
drawing
the
line in the sand.
This is the predictions part.
Yeah,
no, we're not doing predictions. This is no predictions for y'all. You have to make predictions for y'all.
Yes, it is.
Because y'all know who she is.
No,
we don't know what she's gonna do.
We don't know. We never saw her in episode 7, 8, or 9. We don't know if she dies in Mandalorian. We have no idea. So this is a prediction because we don't know what happens with her.
But y'all know a lot, though.
All we I'm know, saying is that if she could easily show up and not do shit, and you guys wouldn't have that reaction.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Whatever. And then if that's the case, it just ain't happening yet.
Damn. So,
now that you mentioned of how she's been since the beginning of the
in multiple shows.
Multiple trilogies. Maybe there's a possibility she's older and not
as sprung as you saw her in the show.
Let's stop, man. Come on.
Why can't we talk about this?
Wait, hold on. That's not going to happen because Mike already told you where this takes place. So she's going to be at the age she was on Clone Wars.
But he said no, she's going to be at the age she was on Rebels.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because Rebels takes place before this.
Okay.
And that's another thing. I don't care if y'all don't want to know. You ain't got to listen. The fact that she is going to be here just opens up so many other doors for either other shows,
yes,
other theories, all kinds of shit. Because we know
the Ben Kenobi show coming up too. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know if she'll be a part of that.
I don't think she'll be a part of it, but it does link it to, like, now that we have the Jedi here, it kind of links it to that world a little bit more, I think.
Yeah. And we also, if you watch Rebels, we also know that this means we could potentially find out if Ezra's. Did you watch Rebels?
Nah, but
that's the one he said he didn't.
I'm gonna watch it this week. I'm gonna watch it this week. I'm tired of not knowing.
Well, I'll just wait till next week and then rock.
See, y'all do the same shit with Walking Dead, man.
But that's your fault if you don't. No, that's not true.
That's not true.
When he says don't talk about the comic book stuff, we don't.
Mm-mm.
Because that's a completely different story. This is all tied together.
And we ain't really said shit. We just said that.
Yeah, you won't let us.
Let's just end it
here,
man.
You're a buzzkill, man.
How? Just wait till the moment happens.
Just because y'all lazy ass thing watch the other shows, you can tell us we can't talk about it. That's fucked up, man. When y'all start talking about sports, I sit back, don't I?
Well, I was going to say, shout out to Bryce.
You are acting like we said she was trash, and we're not saying that.
We can't talk about it.
You're at like at a 10. And we're like at a smooth 3.
Exactly. That's the problem.
Yeah. If you knew Ahsoka, you'd be at
11. Why y'all just went down a smooth 3?
Because y'all 3 lame. If you knew who Ahsoka was, you wouldn't be on 3.
God.
You'd be like us, like, yo.
We're literally saying we're looking forward to seeing her. And you were just like, but you not at this.
Y'all don't know when y'all see her.
Y'all don't know. Remember when I said Jay-Z wasn't that great of a rapper and Rod made me read the book? How is this any different?
Wait, you gotta watch it now.
I read a book, bro.
I've been asking you for 4 episodes, bro. A whole book is more.
I read a whole book for this man.
You know what I'm saying?
He came on 4 episodes.
Yeah, you can't.
30 minute episodes, bro.
That is quick.
Yo,
you get a black man to read a book, you gotta watch 4 episodes.
You can at least watch 4 episodes.
I'm saying, bro.
He had a choice, though. I just gave it.
It's a choice, Mike.
I don't know. It didn't sound like a choice.
That's okay. If y'all don't be excited.
No, I am. I'm curious. I am excited to see what happens. What
you're
is
curious? You're just not excited.
I'm not as excited as y'all. I'm taking Ashley's. I'm at a smooth 3 because I know that it's a thing. It's a smooth 3 because I know it's a thing.
Well, I got a bumpy 7. All right.
I'll take that. Yeah. I'll take that.
But now I was saying, like, shout out to Bryce Dallas Howard. She was a director in last season as well.
What what episode did she do last season?
She did Sanctuary.
The one on the planet that you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I like this episode better. No, she's Ron Howard's daughter.
Who? Ron Howard.
Oh, you shouted out. You shouted out like she was. I thought we were shouting out black folks on the show.
I mean, we started with Carl. Well, Billy D. Carl Weathers.
I know.
But now she's dope. You know, she
did her thing.
She's in Jurassic World and all that.
I feel like it's cool how many different directors they do use for this show. I think that's pretty tight.
Well, I like how they limit to and they keep the same one.
Have you guys seen Disney Plus actually dropped an episode where they do a round table talk with all of the directors? And one of the things they said was just like, if you are going to direct a Star Wars, something in the Star Wars universe, you have to be a Star Wars fan. And so it was interesting to get their perspectives.
Mm-hmm. You know, that was a shot, right?
Yeah.
That was a clear
shot.
That was
a shot at some other directors.
Yeah. They said that because Rian Johnson's sorry piece of shit ass came out and said, "Yeah, I'm not really a Star Wars fan."
Yeah, that's all the white.
He keep on putting gas on this fire.
I'm surprised no one has fucked him up yet with a makeshift lightsaber.
He probably don't know Ahsoka either.
You're probably right though.
Oh, shit.
That's funny.
But yeah, just want to give her a shout out. But also, like Mike said, Billy D's go. I mean,
damn. Put some respect on this man's name.
He's directing. Are y'all, because Mike already has predicted as far as where we will see Ahsoka. So what do you guys think possibly could be that transition episode? Is it just another goofy mission that we're on, like the ice planet, or like just episode two? Or are we going to continue on building, like, because this is like the first episode, I think, for how much, you know, we've talked about it, this is like the first episode where it's like we're now getting to the overall arcing.
Where are we at? Three right now?
Three.
Three out only eight episodes. So that'd be halfway through the season. By
so, so, oh yeah, so this would be the midway. I think this would be a perfect place to start introducing that, some of that stuff, and bringing back some of the stuff that Ashley talked about, like getting us back on track with the Yoda, baby Yoda and stuff. Like, now is the time. It's we're at the halfway point. You know what I'm saying?
Time as far as, you think he's going to drop him off?
No, not necessarily drop him off, but very, very close to it. Like,
well, like, that maybe this next episode, we need to pivot back to that. It can't be another, like, kind of standalone. Where it's mission like, here's type another thing. Breadcrumb. Like, it's going to have to do something to set up.
It's just too many now. It's like, it's just like, I feel like it's too many now. It's like, because I already was like that before we got deep into the episode. I was already feeling that way. But now it's like, okay, man, we can't do another one. He's like, yo, man, you got to help me do this.
Why do you guys want something different than what they gave us in the first season?
Is that what they did?
Yes, they did.
Did they?
They didn't pull together a straightforward storyline until the last two episodes.
Right.
Because y'all are like, oh, I don't want it to be.
Because we already got the first season.
That's what the show is. The show is Mandalorian on adventures, getting Baby Yoda back to his people. But y'all are like,
I know that's their wheelhouse. Yeah, I get that. But I need a slight pivot. I need just
y'all
something.
Be happy with the fuck y'all got. And I need y'all to watch them four episodes.
You wouldn't roll your eyes,
bro.
I didn't roll my eyes, did I?
Yeah. No. I said you wouldn't roll your eyes if it's like, oh yeah, you know, this is where you need to go. But before you go there, you need to help me with this.
That's what I'm expecting.
Oh God,
because there has to be a reason. I
would roll my eyes at that. I would roll my eyes at that.
That's understandable.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's what I'm thinking is going to happen. At some point, Baby Yoda is going to get taken from him. Mm. Probably by some sort of bounty hunter or by, you know, whoever.
For like a full episode?
Yeah. I feel like there has to be a solid reason for him to go back and get Greef Karga and Cara Dune. Otherwise, why is that happening? So if the next episode, it starts off with he's doing something or rather, and someone actually physically gets Baby Yoda, he has to go get Baby Yoda back before he goes to Corvus. That's what I think is going to happen. And I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with an episode like that. I'm talking about like what Rod is saying, where it's like just another episode of just kind of, here's this side mission that we're going on. It's like, have that one thing that comes in
a real
that kind
conflict.
Of reminds us, like, yes. Oh, we've got this other shit going on too.
And it seemed like you're heading into like writing and stuff. So this is the point where a climax would have, like where that pivot would happen. Like you would, something like that would need to happen. Like, oh, how are they going to get out of this? This is the point where that happens, where you have to have it just everything fall apart. This is and that would be a fall apart moment if he get taken away.
Are you getting tired of like the little teases that we do get of when Baby Yoda's in danger? It's never for that.
Yeah,
long.
Just if it's he's like, gonna be in danger, let him be in danger, and then the next episode we got to see how he gets out of the danger. Like I think we're at that point now.
Mm. I still understand. I understand y'all's gripes. We're at that point.
It's not a gripe.
It's only three episodes in,
but four is halfway.
But I'm saying it's that we're three episodes in. And y'all are saying, well, we're getting tired of this and tired of that. Nothing has. I don't understand how things have happened so much to the point where you're getting tired of something. The first episode, it wasn't necessarily a side mission because he needed that information.
Mm-hmm.
The second episode, I will give you, was a little bit like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
This episode wasn't necessarily a side mission either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it completely made sense in terms of the story. And that's what I was saying last time when people were like, well, the second episode didn't move the story along. My whole point is we don't even know what the hell the story is. So how can we say what's not moving the story along two, three episodes in?
I think what she said in the beginning, we're not looking at this as a side mission. What did you say? Not a side mission? You said
not filler. But but y'all are saying it sounds
there's,
like it
there's a setup. There's a setup.
This is more setup stuff, not side mission. I'm not one of them side mission people. I'm just tired of the setup. It's like, okay, we get it. We get it. We get it. The setup is there. I think so.
I think so. What do you get?
I don't need any more setup because you've introduced a lot at this point.
Who has?
The show has introduced a lot at this point.
Kind of with this episode.
Yeah, they've introduced a lot.
At this point of the series.
Like, I'm ready to see some of the stuff y'all have introduced.
Yeah. Because, like, I think I get what you're saying. Like, from a storytelling, like, when you look at first season going into the second season, how this is a point, or, like, this season is kind of where, are you going to stagnate a little bit? Or are you going to, like, do something different, like you started, and, like, kick it up a notch to kind of keep us into it? I'm not saying that's what I want to see happen. I just think that's where we're at this point, two seasons in with this show. Whereas if it's kind of like a repeat of season one, where things don't really start to come together until those final two episodes, then it's going to be like, I know I'll be like, well, then what are we doing? Like, is this the rhythm of this show? We're going to do these, like, some side missions, some setup, and then shit comes to a head, 7 and 8. Like, is that going to be your rhythm, or are you going to change it up to keep us interested?
Yeah, because think about it, man. Like, we've been on this mission since, what, episode 2?
Episode 1.
No.
Oh, you're talking about...
When it actually initiates the mission that he knows he has to get him to this place.
That actually started end of... Season 1.
Yeah, season
5. Yeah, at the end of season 1. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, like, how long is it going to take us to get to this fucking place? Like, I don't know. Well, now, like,
to Mike's point, though.
Can we just enjoy the show?
I'm enjoying the show. I've been the advocate, the right?
This flip is interesting. I'm usually the cynical
I've been saying up until this point that this show can't miss.
Some fucked up shit about to happen. No, this shit about to get bad.
I think where Rod is coming from is like a perspective, like, and Mike, you may even call it out a little bit, like, overall, we haven't really seen good writing from TV shows. Where, like, it's predictable writing for the most part. So we can kind of see some shit happening. And then we've called out some other series that do this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll be like, mm-hmm. we predicted that. Mm-hmm. Like, right. I wish you would have done something different because I was into it until you did that shit.
Right.
It's like, he has, but you're saying, like, motherfucker, we don't even know what the story is.
And so it's like, y'all are demanding the story to do something. Yeah. And I'm like, well, why don't you just sit back and relax?
Pivot, not just totally turn, but just like a slight pivot.
But here's the thing. And I know this sounds extremely pretentious, but like I said at the very beginning, this season is going to be a lot of callbacks and references.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they're going to move the story that fast because it's going to keep them from doing those callbacks and references.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to keep doing a couple more of these side deals, side missions,
mm-hmm.
because it gives them more room to be like, oh, remember this character from this obscure ass episode where we just threw him in here? Remember this? Yeah, we just threw him in here. Like, a lot of nerds were like, yo, they got the Mon Calamari and the Quarren on fucking live action. This is amazing. But I feel like some people that may not give a fuck about that backstory were just like, oh, some cool squid people. Oh, there's the Admiral Akbars. Neat. And then they'll move on.
I understand.
I don't think these guys are gonna do it the way you guys want.
No. I think, okay, looking at it from a writing standpoint, I think there's a difference here that's causing some confusion. There's a climax and there's a midpoint. A midpoint is just introduce an element that the ramifications of it are going to ripple for the remainder, where it's like our main protagonist, Mando, has to make a slightly different choice, and we're going to see the ramifications of that choice, and that does change the nature of it. The climax is the big action where it's like shit's popping off. What Rod is talking about is like the midpoint. It's like you can have that very slight, subtle pivot that changes the tone of the rest of it. I think
I'm not confused about the terms. I know exactly what midpoint and climax are. I know what you're referring to. Okay. I'm just saying, I feel like you guys are wanting that to be rushed and you want it to happen immediately. I'm saying that I don't think we should put those kinds of expectations on this show, because they've already given you guys a full season of what the show is. So right. I don't know why we would expect...
You said we don't know what the show is. Like, bruh, like, what are you...
Okay. Well, I'm saying that I don't think that we need to have anything right now that causes any ripples for the rest of the show. They did the entire first season like this, and yeah. everyone loved it. Why break that mold because a couple of people want the midpoint to be this? Or why don't they stick to this formula, give you these side missions, even though we know that at some point we're getting to this point? That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm confused about why or what this is that you guys want. I'm saying chill out, relax. We don't know what the overall story is. So why would we expect episode 4 to give us a big ripple for the rest of it?
So let me ask you this. Damn, I can't believe we're going this long.
When I was saying,
type of expectations just leads to disappointment.
Exactly.
I understand that, but so you'll be fine with this formula for the remainder of the season?
Yes, because this is what the show is.
And it worked.
This show is like the first season of Buffy, where it's like every episode is a different mission, but there's still an overarching story
that you have
to kind of pay attention to. I don't understand why you guys either want or expect that to change.
Well, I think we could end it on this or like wrap it up.
Well, I did have a question for Mike.
Oh, okay. Well,
they want to hear no more.
but I feel like because it's Dave Filoni and you talk about like he's behind, was he just Clone Wars or did you Rebels as well?
I don't know.
Well, he was behind that one of the animated series.
He definitely did Clone Wars. I'm not sure if he did Rebels.
And it's like a cartoon. I'll try to break it down to someone through our Reddit thread, like, because he had the same gripes that Rod and Ashley was having as far as like it's so episodic, so whatever. I'm like, that's kind of like
Let me be clear. Like I've said all of this time, like I like the formula that they've had, but I do feel myself
you're getting tired of it right now.
Tired is a little harsh. It's just like I just want a slight pivot. It could be a mission, right? It could be another mission, but I just want a slight pivot on that mission.
What do you want it to pivot to?
I don't know what I wanted to pivot to. All I know is that I don't want to see, I'm trying to get to this place. How do I get to this place? Well, you got to do this for me until I can tell you how to get to this place. If I see that again, I'm going to roll my eyes. I'm going to come to the next podcast.
He's in a busted up ship. And like the ship was completely nigger rigged.
And all I'm saying is that if that happens again, I'm pretty sure unless something happened like happened in this one, I'm gonna roll my eyes.
He said, "I gave you $1,000 for this, $1,000 whatever."
He didn't say shit. He just said, "Hey, sign it."
Like a mechanical,
right? Like a real mechanical.
Yeah. That's what I told Nate too. Like, yeah, it was just like a janky mechanic.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But I'm saying like these are things that we should expect. If you're expecting him to next episode, woo, boop, hey Ahsoka, then you're watching.
No,
I'm just saying. Like,
I'm saying if I'm not so saying you know,
no, I would be mad at that too.
I'm in the middle. I understand both sides, but I've you know how I always say like I just submit to the show sometimes. Like you just got to be like,
exactly. Oh, for sure.
Especially if it's
done. I absolutely have been like that with Mandalorian.
No, I know, but that's why I understand why I understand what you're saying. But yeah. I think you should just let that go. Because it's a live action cartoon.
Just be one with the force, man.
It's just a live action cartoon.
I think
they're gonna do it episodic, like how regular cartoons are.
I think when I was watching it last night, I was just really just amazed. I was like, man, they really have a Star Wars weekly show,
and they've nailed it.
And it blows my mind because I think about Star Trek and shit like that. And I'm like, dang, they're really doing this with fucking Star Wars. This is amazing.
Right.
And they're not missing.
Right.
That's the, like, I'm just astounded by that. It's incredible. But one thing I want to ask, because I saw a lot of headlines, but I didn't read the article because I haven't watched the show yet. But they're saying that in this episode, they did a reset from something that happened in the movies. Do you know what they may have been talking about? Because there were a lot. Easter eggs and stuff. They said, "Yeah."
What do you mean by reset? Like a retcon
or a retcon or something? They said they fit something in the show that was messed up in the movies.
Was it with the character or just the show itself?
I didn't want to read it because I didn't want to mess it. I didn't want to mess it up.
If you find the article, send it to me. I don't know of anything that was related to the overall movies.
I don't remember anything that was messed up. Oh, and then recent ones that were messed up. Are they talking about the recent, like, 7? Well,
I guess I'll find it now.
7, 8, 9, I would assume they're talking about.
Yeah, they got to be talking about 7, 8, 9. I can see how you can fix a lot of stuff in that.
I just don't remember there being anything in this that references those movies.
Yeah.
But this could be, I mean, y'all think I'm lame. There's people way lamer than me. This could be some shit that somebody said two words and they think that it referenced some obscure part of one of the other movies. And they think that, you know, it's probably something small. Mm.
Days of Future Past it. That's what they did it.
I mean, I wish they would. Jesus Christ.
Did you guys see, I'm sorry, about the fans getting upset about the Baby Yoda eating frogs?
Yeah.
Man.
Fucking clown.
What did you think about that, Mike, as far as like overreaction and all that?
I guarantee it was a bunch of fucking millennial vegans. Which I've already told y'all, I can't fucking stand millennial vegans. They're the worst people on earth.
I don't even understand how you begin to get upset at something like that.
That's not
like
real.
Yeah, it's not real, and he's a different creature, so he could. That could be how we eat eggs.
But it's like, even if like,
it makes no sense.
People were sending this shit.
This is Star Wars. This is fucking Star Wars. How brutal Star Wars is in the first place.
And he's a baby.
When you really look at it,
eat shit.
He's a baby and he's a different creature.
Everybody's killing each other like every fucking 2 seconds.
I just can't even believe that this was even a fucking discussion.
Yeah.
Like when I saw,
but they treat Baby Yoda like he human though. Yeah,
they do. Everybody fuck with Baby Yoda.
I thought it was a joke till I read through the tweets. I was like, are y'all serious?
What's sad is that somebody that worked on the show had to come out and be like, listen, guys, they're unfertilized eggs, and also it's just a show or something like that.
That's the part that pissed me off.
Yeah.
Because you have to respond.
Like, you're letting these fucking cornballs are really forcing the writers of a great show to have to respond to some bullshit.
And I really hope that doesn't invite them to start changing things, because that's what that almost looked like. The fact that you have to respond to that shit, I was just like, bro.
I think that's what happened with Walking Dead.
That's lame.
You cannot let these fans write your show. Like, no, that would be lame as hell.
Well, those are our thoughts for this episode this week. I want to thank our guests, Huey and Ashley, for coming through. Appreciate y'all, Huey. Always great content from you as well. Appreciate Ashley, thank you for joining
us. Nah, y'all brought a really good perspective.
Yeah, this may be our longest episode we've done.
It's definitely right.
but I love the breakdown, Mike. I feel like some of the listeners who aren't aware of it, just like, you know, a few of us like who just walk into this blind, appreciate that that insight. So, and I'm sure that they'll watch those episodes.
When you get a chance to, whenever you ask him the question.
Wait, what?
Whenever he asks you a question, to fill in those holes that none of us else have.
Let y'all get surprised.
Let us know y'all thoughts. FPS Podcast, the Reddit thread. That's also our handle for IG and Twitter. But that'll do it for us this week. We'll see you next week. Yeah, peace.